Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Real Debaters podcast. I am Michael Petro. Hello, listener. This week on the show, you got four guys masturbating for your listening pleasure. We have got Charles Fernandez, Martin Varro, Jimmy Skinner, and myself. We take 16 of cinema history's canines, pooches, puppies, and dogs, put them against each other in a round-robin tournament single elimination, and find out for you who is the best on-screen pooch. We got animated, we got CGI, we got real life, we got everything. We got a great sample. And some of us let down some of these animals. Some of us invented things that they never did, hopefully in trying to win. It's a shit show, but what else do you know when you listen to an episode of the Real Debaters podcast? So that's who's on the show. That's what's on the show for you this week, ladies and gentlemen. One announcement, April 27th, we're going to be doing movie trivia from the Little Brown Jug, 336 William Avenue. I love tap rooms. I love beer houses, whatever the fuck. I love them so much I don't know what to call them. I love going out for beer and having fun with my friends and doing trivia. Even more so when it's movie related because it's the only shit I know. So that's what we're doing. We're doing general movie knowledge trivia for you guys. This is stuff grandma would know. It's in the pop culture. It's in the ether. Somebody at the table should know it. And you get a max teams of four. Four people per team. 7 to 9 p.m. Tickets are on sale right now at Eventbrite. $5 each. Very cheap. Very affordable. And limited to 60 people. It is an intimate affair, so get your tickets now. Again, April 27th, right when spring's happening and everybody wants to get out and do shit. You know, the winter thaw is starting to happen. Well, at least we hope it happens here in Winnipeg. So come. Delicious beer, movie trivia. We'll send you the movies after. We'll give you some passes to some movie theaters in town. Can't beat the idea. Come for the fun. Stay for the movie passes. That's a saying I just made up right now. I have nothing else for you this week, ladies and gentlemen. I will cue that reel. And you enjoy Best On-Screen Puppy and the show.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film, 1,000 feet, 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everybody, to the official space section of the Charger.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Sir, you're out of order.
Out of order.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Real Debaters podcast. Welcome back to the show. Hello, listener. I'm one of your hosts, Michael Petro.
I'm Charles Fernandez.
And I'm in my Kevin Smith era.
You need to see this jersey, kids. You'll see it when we go to cut the video.
You know, I'm on the verge of a heart attack.
Oh, you asshole. Who's in Vancouver?
Kevin Costner. Joining me live. It sounds a lot like Martin, but Kevin Costner has a cold, so that's why his voice sounds different.
Can you tell a good listener what Kevin Costner means to you in the world of your gameplay?
Oh, that's my character in every game.
Is Kevin Costner?
Is someone called Kevin Costner?
Yeah.
On like Call of Duty, it's me.
That's hilarious.
That's
great.
As long as I've known him too. Like I can verify that way back.
The first time I experienced it was just with the boat, like with Hogwarts, and I thought it was hilarious, but I had never asked.
Isn't this man in Yellowstone? What's he doing in Hogwarts Legacy? Yeah.
He's a badass wizard.
Yes. Anyways, hello listener. Welcome back to another show. Welcome back to a debate. This one this week, this was a group effort. We have for you best on screen. Dog.
It's almost March Madness, so why not get into the brackets?
Right, exactly. And we found this bracket format's a lot of fucking fun. We figured out how to make it work. So
do you like dags?
Do you fucking dags? Like fucking dags?
Do you like dags?
Yeah.
And we wanna preface by saying that these are our favorite dogs. They may not be your favorite dogs. So if you do have a comment about this at the end of the show,
we left somebody out.
Yeah, leave a voicemail. Yeah. Link in our bio, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Yeah.
Can you tell your sister to leave a voicemail?
Don't you remember a wishbone?
Oh, wishbone. I think that was also the same dog that played Eddie and Frasier too.
Oh my god.
It is the same kind of dog.
I want it to be the same dog.
How much do you think that dog?
That was
dog
a good
made?
Dog too.
That was I don't think we have Eddie from Frasier in this.
No, we missed. There's too many dogs.
There's a lot of dogs.
Too many dogs.
A lot of dogs.
But before we get into that, there are some announcements that we would like to make you aware of. Martin, what about you? What do you got for comedy going on in the next little while?
March 12th, we're back at Clue Club. We have all the way from Winnipeg, Andy Noble headlining, and we got another bunch of great comics.
We know Andy
from Vancouver, also in the middle. So, and I'm hosting as usual. We're probably gonna sell this one out. So, message Clue Club on Instagram, Clough, for a reservation.
And you can find all of that in the link in our bio as well, too. If you go to Martin's Comedy, then you just subscribe to his Instagram and you will see it there. Jimmy, what's going on in your world here in Winnipeg?
We got Laughs at Gaffs April 1st.
Nice.
Fool's Day.
Really?
Fool's Day. So you got to get down to that and do that. But yeah, same thing as Martin's. If you want to get a good seat, you got to do it now.
And message...
You can message
Gaffs,
Gaffers,
right?
You can message me. It's, yeah.
They like knowing that we're all coming in mass amounts.
There's already a couple of reservations, and it's not until April, so if you want good seats, do it now.
Are you going to be like the day of, be like, psych, no comedy? That was the joke,
That's
guys.
That's the ultimate joke, yeah. And I get all the money.
Pay in advance.
Yeah, pay in advance. Yeah. No refund.
Rush seating, pay in advance.
I'm actually bringing out the guy who did the Mayo Enema at Winnipeg Fringe.
Oh.
Yeah, the Mayo Enema?
Yeah, he's going to close it out.
Really?
No.
I'll be like, I'll bring my white bread.
You guys don't know about that?
No, I didn't. That was a show?
With mayo in his butt? Act.
Yeah, he gave himself a literal mayo enema on stage, and not everyone walked out.
I heard about this. I didn't
this
think
is a real thing.
I would stick around for that.
Wow.
I mean, $5, $10
And we can't get on Winnipeg Fringe.
Right? None of us stick condiments up our ass and no one calls us back.
I wouldn't
say
none
of us.
Do we have to start doing that? Do I need to bring...
The winner of the debate has to do it at the end.
It's mustard, though. It's gotta be.
That burns, Mike. Why would you put mustard? That's spicy. It'll burn.
Pardon me. Do you have any Grey Poupon? Yeah, up my asshole.
That's the literal line you'll hear at the show. It burns, Mike.
It burns.
Use
ketchup.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Ketchup's nice. It's got sugar.
Ketchup's nice. That's the fucking tagline of the show. Ketchup's Charles, nice. What's going on in Nerdgasm world?
I got two episodes I'm really excited about. Next one is... a good gameplay video of Hogwarts Legacy.
Yeah. I saw you did your little thing with the little wand thing. I love that. I was like, I'm in. I'm watching this to
the
end.
We're using the cheesiest effects all throughout the episode.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. I'm really excited. I haven't talked about Harry Potter on the show in a while, so we're addressing a lot of things and showing off this amazing game. So really excited.
Charles, I have a question.
Absolutely.
What is our episode coming out when we played Evil Dead?
Or me and Charles were the only two playing.
Yeah, I gotta. So we should re-record that.
Fair enough.
For some reason, it's just me and Michael, and it's funny because then every now and then it's silence, and then you'll hear, "Yeah, I know, Jimmy," or like, "Good one, Martin," and I'm like, "This is actually kind of funny."
And me running around in circles, all by themselves, dying, waiting for you. To
me
save
and Mike
me.
Laughing at who knows what. It's actually kind of funny. It's really good.
Just silence.
Yeah, ooh. No, it's silence, and then you hear like, ha, 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 good one.
We should try as a group, just lightning struck my brain, as a group to play as many movie games as possible.
That's
like,
hilarious.
And then put them on our channels.
Yeah,
right?
That can be like a series we do for the YouTube channel.
I really think we should. Yeah. I'll
play it from the tub.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It'll be After Dark with Martin.
There's no other way to play Prince.
Jazz out.
In the tub and some suds with the
and
prince.
And we'll find the funniest games. We'll find games that are like a lot of hype and stuff. Yeah, I think that's a great
the
idea.
The Shrek games are all 4-player.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
There you go. And that was my fucking restaurant. I mean,
let's
that ties
down
in.
Shrek. Let's take it. I'm down.
Anyways, for us, listener, April 27th, Little Brown Jug.
Yes.
If Martin decides to fly in or I win a really good night at the casino, I'll move him here.
Yeah.
But we're doing our first live trivia night. It's going to be 3 rounds. Teams of
trivia.
Four.
It's a show.
It's a show. It's literally, we're going to record it, so we'll let you know that in advance so you don't say anything incriminating.
Yep.
Because we like to record everything and have memories.
We have an O.J. Simpson participating here, apparently.
Can I have your waiver and you can get the fuck out?
Orenthal James? Are you here?
Juice, is that you? How was Naked Gun? Anyways. But yeah, April 27th, tickets are on Eventbrite right now. $5 each. I still haven't been told if we've sold out, so go and buy one. 3 rounds of trivia, teams of 4, 7 to 9 p.m., delicious beer.
So many movie prizes.
So many movie prizes. Oh. We're sending you all of the movies. This is essentially what we're doing.
All
so,
movies.
I
all
thought
movies.
It was. I thought it was trivia about the podcast.
What's Mike's worst debate, everybody?
That's the first troll of the night we do to the audience right there.
Yes, that,
right there.
You just because it's true or false. Does Michael drink? Yes or no? Does Michael drink water? No.
No, he does not.
What is Michael's favorite movie snack, guys?
Oh, for anybody who listens to the show.
Cheeseburgers, yeah.
We'll find out how many people really listen to the show if we do that.
You get full credit for double cheeseburgers.
So buy your tickets now. Link in our bio, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. And there's only 60 tickets, guys. So
this
is the.
That's all we can sell.
This is hopefully
zero.
The start of a new relationship with Little Brown Jug. If if we pull this off. If you make us look good, then they'll think we look good, and then everybody looks good, and then we get to do this for you more often. So show
I'm
up
excited.
And don't be a friend or a family member.
Think about it. If you're the guy making all the movie references at work, this is the night for you.
Exactly. And yeah. I also want to say this is your grandma's movie trivia. This is easy. This is not, you know, deep in the weeds,
you've
Marvel hard or like...
It's just Casablanca.
Lawrence of Arabia. How long was Lawrence of Arabia? That's all we're going to ask you. No, it'll be really easy. Easy questions and lots of fun, right? Yeah. So come.
And beer.
And beer. Lots of yummy beer.
Yep. Ooh, I have one more announcement, Mike.
Oh, go ahead.
I will be in Winnipeg at the Basement April 21st. I'll be performing in Winnipeg.
And if
I don't know who's on the lineup yet, but I talked to the producer and I'm going to be on the show on the 21st. So come out and see me.
Yeah.
Go see him. And if you haven't been to the Basement, go to that place because it's one of those places that everybody in Winnipeg's like, why don't we have cool places? This is one of them.
We do.
Or may not also be at the Handsome Daughter on the 20th as well.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dope.
We should go to the Yuck Yucks, Martin. Maybe we can get you a spot there.
Oh, yeah, I'm down.
Maybe he just stays for the week and does trivia too. But no, I can't convince him. Fuck work. Ask questions for free. Stay in town. That's your excuse. Anyways, all right, let's start the show, kids. So before we get into this, Martin, this is where we don't want to ruin it for you because we all went and saw
Ant-Man. I'm going to put you on mute.
Yeah, put us on mute, and we'll let you know when you can tag back in. So we're going to do a quick Ant-Man review for you, ladies and gentlemen, and then we're going to end our What Did You Watch with The Last of Us, and Martin will jump back in. So we'll start... I will let you guess out. You can go first, Charles, because you were the one who had the long. I measured this out of the longest chat response in the group who had the most feelings.
There's
for
a lot
it.
Of emotions. Yeah.
And like Jimmy's and mine were fairly sweet and quick. And yours was like, I'm going to tell you. So tell listener. What do you think of Ant-Man?
In a nutshell, I didn't hate it as much as I think what helped with me not hating it as much is a lot of the things that I read going in was that apparently it has the same fan score as the Eternals. And to me,
that's
that movie,
not fair.
Yeah. That movie's atrocious to me. So when I saw that, I was like,
not fair at all.
Okay.
I watched Eternals again and I didn't think it's as awful as people make it out to. I think it's not interesting in any way, but it looks great.
It's long.
Yeah.
Shot beautifully.
Okay, yes. Okay.
It has,
yeah.
It's beefy.
It's not as bad as
it
Rotten
also
Tomatoes.
It's just one of those things where it ends and you're like, hey, and where does this go? And where does this fit in? And why did we need to see this? I think the neatest thing was knowing that was Blade's voice at the end and you don't even see Blade.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to Ant-Man.
I didn't hate it as much because of that. I went in really expecting it to be just like I wanted to blow my brains out. It wasn't as bad. It was visually a treat, I will say. It visually beautifully stunning. It was stunning, and it had moments where you're like, I want Quantumania. Like that character who wanted holes and got holes.
He did it.
Who's that? David?
That's David Dasmalchian.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
It's, Polka Dot Man.
Yes. Suicide Plays Squad. Both sides of the aisle with Marvel and DC.
The Bubba Yaga guy in the first one, where he's like, the Bubba Yaga?
How was the story for you?
The story is what to expect of a solo Ant-Man movie at this point in the MCU history.
Well, they need a reason for him to be alone.
Yeah, and like, I guess, yes, it makes sense because they're the ones that have the easiest access to the Quantumania, fine. But again, in what world would Kang be defeated by Ant-Man on his own?
None.
Right?
Yeah, we agree with that.
Right?
I agree with that very much so.
And how did he lose that fight?
The fact that the movie even ended... Oh, man, it was like... I'm like, oh, I think this is the pre to Kree 3. Like,
well, also...
When he was straight up punching the shit out of him, I was like...
Do you know how he won?
Creed.
I know how he won. He won because that wasn't the strongest variant of Kane. That's the explanation.
Think that variant's dead.
No,
I don't.
What's the rule in horror, Charles? If you don't see him die, they're not dead.
He got absorbed into something.
That doesn't mean he's dead.
That throws across timelines. So I'm like,
I agree.
I looked at Claudia, I'm like, I think they just made Kang alive in every timeline.
Agreed.
Yeah, did they splinter him into 1,000 Kangs?
That's right.
Yeah.
And then those other Kangs at the end are like, nice, he's dead. He's not. So it's going to be a little bit of Kang versus Kangs, and then let's fuck up the MCU.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm like, excited. They said there's going to be some major deaths.
Yeah, and like, again, the ending of this movie, too, was so funny, because it's like, why not just do a fucking Kang movie then? It said Kang will return. Not even Ant-Man, yeah.
Right?
It's an Ant-Man movie.
But.
And it says Kang will return, so a part of me is like, well, that's why we're here.
Let me chime in for a second.
Agreed.
End credit. Ending. Not even end credit. Ending is Scott starting the movie over again, but things are changing for how
already.
Scott's start of the movie. So what if Scott did die, and now the only Scott we have is this timeline?
That's right. See, and what, again, and they're keep building up, and this movie really did it too. We're going to have a multiverse war. Absolutely. Fine. It's
so
happening.
Exciting.
And it happened in the comics.
Will you jerk off to it when you see it for the first
time? If they do it, if they do it the way the comic books do it, then man, yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. It's going to be pretty cool. And the
I heard
reason
Ben
why
Affleck's Daredevil is coming back.
Yeah, bring them all. I hope Chris Evans comes back as Human Torch.
Yeah,
why
fuck
not?
It.
And his Human Torch and his Cap see each other and are like,
confusing.
Huh? Yeah, right?
I'm
because
in.
What's the smartest thing about this is the comics did it because they were like, yeah, like it got ridiculous. Like we have an Amazing Spider-Man. We have a Spectacular Spider-Man. We have Spider-Man 2099. They're all separate comics.
Fabulous
like,
Spider-Man.
It's just getting nuts. So they were like, we're going to have an all-out war. They're going to snap, at least in the comic books. They get the gauntlet. They snap to reset. And it's a bank. It's white pages for the next three pages. It's just blank pages. And then there's a dot. The dot gets bigger. And it's basically one timeline. So it resets one timeline. But in this timeline,
like
the X-Men are there. Fantastic Four already there.
Okay.
I think that's what they're going
to
do. Anyway,
come back
so,
to Ant-Man.
Coming back
I know
to
that's
Ant-Man,
your fucking mecha.
I will say,
I
do love it. It was ridiculous. But I do love that
did
they brought it back
Rud-diculous?
To
Did you say ridiculous?
Ridiculous.
Bree's cousin.
But they bring back ants at the end, and I love that the ants.
I was wondering when that was going to happen.
I loved it.
Did.
I thought it was ridiculous. I love the idea that these ants are so smart, they made their own tech and were little Iron Man
What's
ants.
What's interesting
it's ridiculous.
The ants save the day, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Ants rule the Ant-Man movie, who knew?
Right.
And in the cartoon that Ian posted in the group chat, ants, or not ants, cockroaches end up defeating Kang.
That's right.
So it's,
that's right. That's right.
It feels like they drew some inspiration there, and it kind of helped me make sense
also,
of the ending.
If you're going to make a movie at this point on Ant-Man and you don't have
ants
with freaking laser beams attached to their freaking heads, what's the point?
What's the
right?
fucking point?
The one thing I will say, too, is I love that they did MODOK, but I love that they proved MODOK does not work.
It just can't.
It can't work in
it's
live
too,
action.
It's too ridiculous.
It's too much of a comic book mechanism.
Agreed.
It just can't. And I love they went
it
for
it.
It
was very funny.
They did it. And I do like that they brought, what is it Corey Stoll?
Yes.
I love that they brought Darren. I love that they brought Corey Stoll. But I thought that was really
he
well
looks
done.
Looks like a Raimi. Does he not? He
looks
Sam Raimi.
Not a
yeah.
Dick.
Well, anybody looks like a Raimi in that suit.
He does.
He just, no,
he
like,
could be
just
in the,
his
he,
face and the nose, and he looks like a Raimi.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna.
But anyways, I'm glad that the movie proved that we should not have MODOK.
I think
we can't
to.
Take it seriously.
I'll give you final thoughts on this one because I know how it's right here for you, Jimmy. Me and you went to go see it together.
Yeah.
And we looked at each other constantly. And, like, I only leaned over once and was like, oh, my God, MODOK. Like, that was my only...
That was the moment.
That was the moment. Yeah. That was my only excitable moment. What did... I mean...
Well, so
after
funny.
Watching the MODOK cartoon on Disney+, I could never have enough MODOK content, I think. But you're absolutely right. He just doesn't... It's...
Forced.
In a place where the ridiculous is really at front and center, it feels like he's maybe a little bit too ridiculous.
Just too much.
Like, it's just too much.
Like, to the point where I'm like, it worked for this... But he's the one time where I'm like, he needs to die by the end of this movie. Like, we need to be like, hey, they did MODOK live action. Let's let it live
That's
in
it.
One movie.
We had it.
We
Great.
Got it. They did it. They did it justice. And I love that they made fun of his little legs.
Yep.
I love they made fun of everything, right? Like, one of my favorite parts, too, I do love Rudd. I love Rudd. And I think this is the first, not the first, but it's maybe he knows that
this
it's coming to an end. So he, I loved what he did with Scott Lang in this. But I love when he's like, Darren, MODOK. And it's like, and it's like, yeah, what's up? Like right away. I love that shit. That shit I really did find funny.
Because it's ridiculous.
It's so,
so
ridiculous.
Funny.
And at that point, it's a giant head in a suit. Why not? Like,
yep.
You know what I mean? So
I'll co-sign the humor was cute, but it was too long in the tooth. I wanted more stakes. Jimmy's point of
no
like
stakes.
There's no stakes.
No stakes in this.
When there's time involved, you really have to reevaluate what kind of story you're telling.
Yeah.
Because time always gets you out of a jam. So now we know that if this Scott dies, we can get a Scott in a different alternate universe because we have a different Kang.
No stakes.
Right?
Baskin
so
Robbins.
I wasn't, yeah.
That was a,
why am I here?
Yeah, why am I here though?
Like,
how
it was,
can I help?
It was so stupid, but again, at that point, I loved it. Like, yeah. I'm like, why not? Like, why not?
I will also say that the weak anchor to Jane being like, I was here for 30 years, but I just didn't feel like telling
said
you any of this.
Nothing.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man? Yeah. Like, I can't swallow that fight.
Like that is the only way that you can write out of write your way out of that.
Yeah. Mess.
Exactly.
It's the only way. And it sucks.
These are the things.
She looks great,
of,
by the way, I gotta say.
Yeah.
Michelle
oh, yeah.
Pfeiffer looks incredible.
But looking at it, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd, funny.
I don't know if there's going to be another Ant-Man movie, though.
I don't think there should be.
There won't be.
I'm not saying there shouldn't be any more Ant-Man. I just think from here on out, just like the cartoon would, he's featured in an episode. He's featured in a movie.
We need Ant-Man for this.
I don't think we need a solo Ant-Man movie.
Yeah. No, I don't think we needed one after two. I think we could have told this story with help of another. If we had a hero who didn't giant uppercut out of small to big.
Yeah.
That was his only, like, that's his, like, one hit, right? He's one punch man.
Oh, I did like him explaining how it works. That was really
this
cool.
This is how, see, watch, watch, right?
Yeah, and then he's doing it.
Know?
That
yeah,
was really
like, that
cool.
Was,
it has its charm. Like, there's charm to it and whatnot. It's just, they built this movie up, like, before. Yeah, like,
way too much.
Before you see Endgame. Before the, like, you know, like, watch this. That's what they're building it up. Because the next movie's coming out, we know, Kang Dynasty, Avengers, Secret Wars, it's all that shit.
See you
right?
In 6 years.
But then why not just make it a Kang movie?
I don't know.
Like, make the whole movie from his perspective.
I also know that they rushed the CGI and Black
that sucks.
Wakanda Forever and Ant-Man were in production at the same time. And they were like, let's give the CGI treatment. Let's give 100% to Wakanda Forever. Which, fine, good and all, whatever, if that's the decision you want to make. But, like, keep that. Like, you can't do that. And then when that gets out, not be like, oh, why? This is why people shit on it. Like, it's obvious if you're trying to cover now.
Especially with Quantumania. Like, that's the one movie where you're like, we need a CGI budget.
Yeah, you do.
Right?
You didn't need it for Black Panther unless you were fighting.
We stayed for those credits. We saw all the people that fucking worked on this movie. And my God.
Yeah.
There were a lot of them.
And they did a really good job. They didn't shove it down your throat, but they have beautiful shots just showing, hey, like, look at how cool this is.
You know what the most redeeming quality of the whole film was for me? Watching Loki come back in the second end credit.
It was great seeing them.
This guy,
I didn't think, this guy's
well,
not
we got,
so
see,
bad.
You guys have heard me talk about this. We got that look from Kang in season one of Loki where he's like, what's going on
and
over
he's
here?
He's like a jolly guy in that. He's all smiling and laughing.
So to me, all things Kang tie into Loki way more. Like, Ant-Man's just a buffer for,
gave you something
think,
to look forward to.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was neat seeing that army of Kangs. He's got like a pharaoh. You got
well,
like
the
a
pharaoh's
future
the original,
Oreo.
The pharaoh's the original
he's the
version
original. Yeah.
That dates into the line of Reed Richards.
Okay. And that goes too with Apocalypse's story. I believe.
Yes.
Yes.
Jesus.
So you've really you're getting you're getting nuggets of Fantastic Four.
That's why when there is the official time, like the timeline war, that's going to be exciting because we're going to see. Like, I hope they go '90s X-Men and we have like a yellow and blue suited Wolverine and a colorful get. Why not?
Why not?
Because the timeline's going to reset and then they can go for what
why
they want to do.
Not,
at
why not?
At this point.
It's a timeline war.
Why not?
They have to do that?
Yeah, and
because they're lagging right
sorry,
now.
Sorry, and Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart both said that their time with the MCU is not done. What the hell else
what
could that
mean?
Yeah, man. Bring the original.
Or they just got paid $20,000 each to say that to make every one of us go, yeah, it's happening. And like they're just like,
we're
fuck
doing
you
a voice
all.
In a cartoon.
Yeah,
and
it,
like,
see
oh,
what I mean? Like it's something, but it's not the something you want it to be.
I'm excited. Yeah. I don't care. I'm still excited for what's coming. I'm excited for Blade. I'm excited for the future.
Yeah, man. Blade's going to be great.
Me too.
Kang.
Listener, you can actually anticipate. We're going to do. I've avoided it just because I don't like. I know that if you're not a Marvel fan. Marvel's a lot of work to tackle and to do a show and to carry so much Marvel in a show. If you're not in the world of Marvel, then we're going to lose you and you're not going to enjoy
I'm
what
more
we're
of a
talking
DC
about.
Guy anyways.
Yeah, right? Me too at the end of the day. But we are going to do our top 10. It's going to be a two-part episode, and we're going to bring our top 10 Marvel movies, and we're going to put them down for you, and we're going to have a huge fucking shit show for 4 hours of nothing but Marvel. And we'll get it on the record. It'll be painted on the walls in this room, and then we can just live our lives, because we've never done it. And I've made a point of not doing it, because
we need all of them.
And you know, now that we're getting into this timeline mesh of...
So do you want to do... Is it going to be like a top 10? We each submit our top 10, and then based on where they're ranked that's where they go?
That's what we're going to do.
But you could pick, like... So say, obviously, Spider-Man's on my list. Could I say Raimi?
Do whatever you want. It's the world of Marvel.
Okay.
That's wild.
So
that's a great one.
I'm going to fuck you guys up with Howard the Duck at number one.
And you could have Guardians Howard. You could have OG Howard.
Listeners just going to stop because you're picking Howard the Duck. You're going to kibosh the whole thing.
What also, Marvel will be the good one to do this test with, because I think we should do it with DC as well.
I agree, yeah.
Especially with this new DC universe on the horizon. It's exciting. We're going to be getting a lot of announcements, I'm sure, with casting, like Superman, right?
Can one of us bring our Vancouver friend back in? Because we can move on.
Yeah, let's give her.
Well, before we do it, how many giant ants out of 10 do you give it, Jimmy?
Like a 6.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I think
6.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Like, it was a fine movie.
I think it got more amplified awesomeness than it deserved.
You know, it took a while, but right at the end, it really got me into the whole movie when he, like, Scott's walking down the street, he's happy. And he starts thinking about,
wait,
is Kang really dead?
That was amazing.
I
love
that.
If he
didn't,
he died, then more threats, a bigger threat.
But that's okay. That's okay. That's fine. Because I've got basketball.
See,
I really love that.
Yeah. It's like when Joel in Last of Us had his little panic attack. It was just like that.
Yeah, it puts a little bit more of, and that's the thing. I find Scott, again, he's like a Batman. He doesn't actually have a superpower. He just knows how to wield a suit.
And charm.
So like, yes. So like an iron, like, so really, that's why when Kang was beating the shit of him, I'm like, yeah, he could die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just a guy.
Oh, man. Also, just got to say this. I did love the reference, and I hope we get to see it, of him killing Thor. Are you the one with the hammer? No, our body types get mixed up a lot, though.
Because, right, he would only know him if he killed him.
Those lines.
And he killed him.
And that's to
like
not.
That was. Oh,
yeah. Okay, you know what? I'll stretch this another couple minutes. To not say that Jonathan Majors held this film together.
It's him.
Before.
He is very fun to watch. He's very menacing and can kick the shit out of anybody. Apparently.
It's the villain tantrum that he can do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He does it in a very good Zod way. Like, where did you learn to fight? On a farm? You know what he does? That? Like, because at the end, when he's getting mad, I've killed Avengers. I've killed kings. Like, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
let it out.
Yeah. No,
but, like, it's the slow burn of you, like, okay, was he good at first when he met Jane?
No.
And did Jane fuck it all up? But then the big reveal is, like, no, he's been obliterating universes.
Yeah. Well, I even looked at Claudia.
Back in the day.
I'm like, what have we learned from Marvel? No one just shows up. No. Oh, yeah, my ship just crashed. I'm like, I bet you he got kicked out from somewhere. And then when they did that, I was like, shocker.
Yeah.
Because, like, why would this guy with all this technology and everything? Oh, my ship crashed.
I don't know.
Right? Like, right.
Close my eyes and point on a fucking
quad
map.
Voice.
Right?
Yeah.
We all did a voice, actually.
I don't know, Miss Piggy. But I did love that, are you the one with the hammer? Because right away, I'm like, he only knows that because he definitely murdered Thor in a timeline.
And how?
How many?
So cool.
Charles, how many ants out of 10? How many ants
I like you guys. I'd say 6.
Okay.
Yeah, I go with the solid
fun.
6.
So the sign of the ant, 666.
I think it'll be more fun to watch this movie when you can watch the ones that follow. Like, if I could watch the next Kang adventure right away, I probably would enjoy this movie
I feel I was jerked off to Climax, and then they just walked out the door.
Or they're right about, and then they're like, see ya.
Yeah. Or they spanked it.
Kang will be back.
Don't worry.
They punched me in the face and they switched the whole thing up. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now we got Martin back in the room. Don't worry, Martin. We didn't really actually spoil it for anybody either.
No,
I don't think we did.
Ant-Man lives.
Yeah.
Thanos dies.
next part of our weekly watch list, kids. We're gonna talk about something we've all been watching. Martin, we'll let you start first, considering we've been gabbing here for a minute. So, what did you think of last weekend's Last of Us? Was it family? Was it called
it was,
or siblings or something?
No, that's Fast and the Furious.
Kin. It's called Kin.
Kin. That's it. Thank you.
Yes. Family. Really good. I liked it. I really liked who they cast as Maria. She's from True Blood, for those of you who remember.
She is. Shauna caught that as well, too.
Yeah,
back in the day. It was a good episode, and we see a lot of the side stuff that you don't get to see in the game because you're Joel. So you get to see what happens with Ellie and Maria when they bond, which is pretty cool. a lot of cool similarities from the game and also some Easter eggs for Last of Us 2.
Yeah.
We're dropping this episode as well.
Well, so they're already into the second game.
I won't spoil anything, but there were a couple of hints the second game. One of them, I don't know if you listen to the podcast, Charles, but they didn't confirm or deny who one of the characters was who kind of pops in at the beginning when they first get to Jackson.
Yeah.
Who are we talking about?
Because they get Jackson in the first game. So that's pretty cool to see that popping up. So
yeah.
I was really sold on Bella Ramsey in this one when she was like having that talk. So I remember that talk when she's in the room when Joel's about to pawn her off and they have that really heartfelt, like kind of sad discussion.
You don't know what loss
is. She argues.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I remember that in the game and it was pretty much like a mirror seeing it, even like the wallpaper, her sitting on that little spot.
Sorry, yeah, the diary refresh me. Yeah. Too.
What did Ellie lose again? She lost.
So she kind of, she's hinted at it, but one of her best friends.
Okay.
They got bit together.
One of them. And obviously she's still around to not have a problem. Okay.
Right.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's interesting that, like, because I mean, the first, like, my only comparison to knowing anything is Game of Thrones, really, to a series. So I use that as my benchmark. But what it's interesting that you say, Martin, is that they're already into the second game. Like, the first.
Yeah, they are. Like, because you don't see Jackson in the first one, and that's a big part of the second game.
Okay.
That's Tommy.
And it looks exactly.
And stuff like that. So
that's Jackson Hole, Montana, right?
Yeah. It's
actually Wyoming.
Sorry, Wyoming.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I'm Canadian. Fuck
it. Same thing.
And, the way that they designed Jackson, it looks exactly like the game. It's scary how much it looks exactly like the game.
How do we feel?
I wonder if that's a real place, or did they do that all on set?
I've seen images of Calgary. They keep popping up as the episodes get released, and a lot of that is somewhere in Alberta, and then like a lot of CGI.
That looks like a set. That looks like the same guys that would build the Game of Thrones.
I'm not saying that area doesn't
exist. Oh no. But I
like they just added to something that already has
totally
that feel and like a mountain town. Right?
Totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes sense.
For sure.
And which we couldn't have pulled off. Like there's things that I'm seeing that they would have had to fill if they'd filmed here.
Yeah.
So it's nice to know that, I mean, Stephen King said it wasn't Massachusetts in like the second episode. Did you guys hear that?
Hilarious. Oh yeah,
like
that was the
10
big
clicks
thing.
Outside of Boston. That's not what it looks like.
Yeah. Some guy the exact 10 miles out of Boston and upload. He's like, there's no mountains. Are you insane? Yeah, no.
How's the brother stuff, Martin? Is that playing into the game a lot?
It does. And I think the one thing that you realize when watching the show and playing the game, it's a different Joel. Like, he's not... This one, we get a more human Joel because he doesn't have panic attacks in the game at all.
Wait a minute. Do we have,
Joel's multiple Joels?
Like, we
have in the game?
Kings? Sorry, go on.
So, yeah, they humanize him more in this version, which is, I think it's a good move for the show.
As a person who's... You guys are all playing the game as a person who's not. I can't say enough good things about it. Like, it really... Craig Mazin's a fucking genius.
Yeah.
Mazin, thank you.
Yeah.
But, like, just as somebody who... Like, I'm like, okay, Walking Dead, but not. Okay, World War Z, but not. Like, it's in the same dystopian world with a disease and a vaccine, but there's more to these characters than any other of these shows or movies have ever tried to do. And that's awesome because I'm not I don't know, right? So I'm the one who has to get charmed into liking this.
Yeah, I think
it's a lot of Druckmann, though. Mazin does his little twist, but a lot of it is Druckmann. The writing in his characters, that's what really sucks you into the whole universe.
Yeah.
And it sucks you in the game. Like, I mean, playing
Mazin
the game, like I said, it's one of the best stories
in
a video game I've ever played, if not the best.
They're the perfect duo for something like this because, yeah, like Martin made a really good point, is Druckmann is an incredible writer. But some of the stuff that you write is so video game specific.
You can't do it on TV.
Like something you guys, like, well, Jimmy, you know, but like you don't play the games, is bloaters. So that thing that crawled out of the ground.
And, the thing they did with CG, with practical?
Practical, yeah. Fuck, yes.
So in the game, it's exactly like that. It makes the same noises. It has the same behavior, but.
That's me post-meal.
It throws something called spores. So it throws these sacks of infection. And when they hit you or hit the ground, it just spreads like what's called spores. But again, makes sense for a video game. And then Mazin's the guy in the room that's like, So if that's how it is, then everybody would be infected because you're breathing in all the same air.
Yeah, you and have to wear gas masks constantly.
There's no way we can do a show where everyone's just wearing hazmat suits all the time. So they
got wearing gas masks in the game, right? You do.
They do.
Gas
so
masks
in the
game,
you, they know when spores are coming up. They wear the gas masks. They put them on. But again, it does make sense if we're making this realistic. The way they gave the infection,
no way
it
to avoid that.
No way. No way they could. So he was like, "We'll get rid of spores," but that's where they brought in the idea of the fungus talking to each other. That is not in the game.
No.
So that's why I think
I
this
like
is what
it, though, because it makes
it's
sense.
So cool. It's so, like, and it's and it goes back to what Martin was saying is like it is a different Joel, but it's still that same quality and that same dimensional of like emotion and everything. It's just like so neat seeing it in
I
this
want
way.
These spore bombs now, and I will probably get them for a fight scene just so that it says, "Hey, we see you."
It'll
video game.
Yeah.
I think it could be something more like acid or something, something that isn't you breathe it in, something that it hits you. I could see something like that, but the element of spores, okay. I think it wouldn't make sense because then
sure,
every
yeah.
like I see what they're saying essentially.
I don't think you need but it though. I mean,
you
like,
don't.
It just,
you don't need
it.
You don't.
That bloater was terrifying on its own. Like nothing could take it down.
Yeah.
Like,
and the audio was like they just used the audio right from the game.
Like
it was chills.
Yeah.
And what they did a cool job of is in the game when you die, they show you a bit of your death. Like if you get bit by a clicker, it shows the clicker take out a chunk of the neck and Joel screaming and then black screen. So in the game, when the bloater grabs that army dude and rips the head off, like that's what happens in the game if you get caught by the bloater.
I don't know if you know this too. That's who the guy who died, the army guy. He's the original Tommy in the video game, the voice of Tommy.
Yeah, that's right.
Amazing.
Yeah,
he's from what the fuck is he's acted in a couple big films and has been character actor.
Yeah,
I forget his name, but he's Tommy.
I loved him.
That's
as Tommy.
Awesome.
I love the dynamic too of like
that makes sense. Oh my god, his voice! Now all I see is it's nuts. Sorry.
So
wild.
So when he shows up in Jackson, and now it's like I loved how a brother's love was questioned against a new family that Tommy's found.
Yeah,
like that kind of stuff makes me go, all right, this is not your like. I have a problem. I keep referring to post shows I've seen of this kind of genre, but. That's the kind of stuff that takes me out of comparing it and being like, this is the meat and bones of their characters and their relationships.
Yeah. I think, again, it's because I think they focus more on what makes these people stay alive in this world, given the circumstances and knowing there's no
true
cure,
grit,
right? So it's not the focus of the infection, but the infection is there. And I think that's what always sets it apart is it's more about the, and it's always the, it's, love seems to be a central theme for a lot of it. Like the love that Henry and Sam had kept them going. Something's developing between Ellie and Joel. Like there is a connection that is developing more than like we're a far away from when he just called her cargo. Let's say
we are. Yeah. She's not payment for a battery anymore.
Right. So and we know Joel's connection or his own history with death.
So Joel, just for me and listener, Joel's just sick, right? Or Joel has a hobby of falling off horses, right?
Yeah.
Joel, you
it's
know,
a prank on Ellie,
Joel's
right?
a tough motherfucker, but but he's a human.
Do we get any flashbacks of the killing that Joel has mentioned? Do you guys see that in the game when, because he's like, you know, we all had to do what we had to do to survive, talking with Tommy, and, you know, are we gonna see what made Joel besides just losing his daughter? Which I know is huge, but, you know, is there more to Joel?
In the game, you don't. You hear through the same kind of dialogue he's saying in the show. I've been on both sides. We did what we had to survive, like even with Tommy.
Yeah.
That's what you get in the game. I could see the show exploring that because they have the, like that's the medium they can do.
I loved I love Tommy being like, these are things that we did. And then later with his wife, she's like, you did this.
Yeah.
He was just along with the ride. And it's funny how
she calls that out. You're right.
We also give a shout out to Graham Greene at the very beginning.
Oh,
the grumpy couple. That was
so
amazing.
Awesome.
Sorry,
so awesome.
I don't remember that
the
in the game.
Comedy,
that
the, his wife with the fucking the quick comeback. Yeah. I was like, you're so adorable.
You don't have the gun? I do. It's all the way over there. That was amazing. But like, he's also a Canadian screen legend, and it was great.
I watched Maverick today before you guys came over.
Yeah.
And like the whole breakdown between him and Green when they're like pretending to be cowboy and indigenous, but not. And it's this whole... He is a fucking heart of gold, that man. Oh, man. I love him.
When she, what does she swear? She's like, motherfucker. And he's like, oh, geez, where'd you get the psycho? Or where'd you get the little psycho from?
And like,
fuck, that's great.
That's got to be game, right?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
But well,
yeah.
They're pushing for like a spinoff series with just those two.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God.
In the Last of Us universe is what I read online.
Give me a whole episode about how they got to be together. I'll watch it.
Well, that's kind of, this is the one show, too, where it would be very fascinating to see
what they
like,
could do with it.
Spinoff shows, because there's so many different stories, clearly.
Yes.
In this, and like, why not do something more Canadian, like more further north? Why not? Right, and get
it's
a whole different aspect there. Yeah.
Oh, all
right?
Of a sudden we're in Calgary. How ironic!
Well, and The Last of Us does address the stereotype. They do get to that point of, just because it's freezing and cold, does that have an impact on the infected? They do. It's more in the second game, but
okay, yeah,
it's neat that like they're in a, you know, they're in clearly winter, and they're in the fucking, they're getting further what seems north, right?
I will say, if you liked this and you want an indigenous zombie movie to watch, go watch Blood Quantum. It came out in 2019. It takes place in
it's on Crave,
Quebec.
Yeah,
it's,
that's a great
fantastic
name.
Yeah, I heard about this movie.
It's,
I never saw it.
It's a zombie movie where indigenous people are immune to the zombie virus.
Whoa.
Yeah,
that is so,
give it a watch. It's
cool.
It's just fantastic.
Thanks.
Okay. So if great. You like Last of Us,
yeah.
If you like this episode of Last of Us, you should watch Blood Quantum.
I think, any final thoughts before we get into Dags? Fucking Dags?
We love you, Joel.
I don't know how the show keeps getting better, but they just keep doing it.
Yeah, and I think the next episode, I think.
Just wait, we're in for a ride. This tomorrow's episode is going to be fun.
It's going to be great. Yep.
Tomorrow.
I totally forgot last weekend. I was sick, and Sunday just felt like any other old day, and we just like chewed through so much other stuff that I'm like, Monday night rolled around, I was like, fucking Last of Us. And then Martin's comment of like, HBO is pissing everybody off right now, because what did it crash last week?
It's Crave. It's Crave. Crave sucks.
Yeah. Crave. Yeah.
Crave just can't handle traffic, but they're getting all the big titles that have lots of traffic.
Oh, sorry. Like, one more thing.
Get your shit together.
Guys, the camera crew, the end shot.
In the background.
I had no idea, man.
I didn't catch it.
How is this becoming an HBO thing, though?
It's got to be.
It's bad.
Is it their own in-series Easter egg? Let's leave the crew in and see who can figure it out.
That is pretty funny.
Like, that's the way to just, I think, just troll yourself and just be like, whatever.
This is the Where's Waldo of how to ruin a fucking moment.
Well, we
never
said Ellie.
It's on purpose for now. They've done it a few times in a few shows. Like, it's got to be just, they're just fucking with us.
Yeah, I think it's just, or they want to see how far these sleuths will go, I guess. Because
there are
no
people
one
watching it frame by frame looking for this shit.
And if nobody said anything, I would have never have known.
No, me either.
When New Rockstars does a breakdown, like, he's frame by frame by framing.
That's
what
I'm saying.
Sick, though.
Like, it is.
It's
obsessive.
A little
we
sick.
Need people like this.
We do?
We do.
Internet
I just
sleuths.
Don't want
to. That's what I think. I'm like, you're an internet sleuth.
Don't fuck with cats.
Yeah, that's like that's
exactly.
Or they will make a man kill himself.
Exactly.
No, I think that's exactly what it is, man. It's freaky.
All right, Jimmy, what time is it?
It's debate time.
It's debate time. Okay. Cue the music.
I was going to say 5:02.
Debate time.
It's actually 5:02.
At my signal, unleash hell. Push it. Don't push it. I'll give you a war you won't believe.
Goldstein, give me a fat beat to beat my buddy chest.
I don't know what kind of guy you are. I never would have agreed to work with you.
Are you gonna bark all day, mean doggy? Or are you gonna bite? What was that? I'm sorry, I didn't catch you. Would you repeat it?
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
But
it is 5:02.
I love when you get so literal with that question.
I was about to, then I was like, he means it's debate time.
He's right, listener. It's time for the debate. As we mentioned at the top of the show, we are doing a bracket format.
Have we done
for
a bracket before?
We did. We did. It's in there. I can't remember what it is because, you know, content, you make a lot of it, you forget.
Hundreds of episodes.
We did best. It was comedy something. We did. What did we do? The bracket got all fucked.
Best scene.
Best scene in a comedy we did the bracket for. So this is our follow-up to that, which is now going to be in our repertoire going forward. Best on-screen dog. Dag, canine, Dick. Puppy.
Dogs.
They're all fucking awesome in all shapes and forms. Fucking Dax. And we've decided that it takes too long to do this in any other format, and there's too many dogs to not include. So each of us picked four, put it in a bracket, randomized it, and now we're ready to start.
Cool.
So who's up first? Let me check the list here.
What are the rules here? Are we going like a minute each, and then
I figured this little timekeeper right here.
How much time is in that little sand?
It's about
7 hours.
It's about I think it's about 2 minutes. But
the days of our lives, Jimmy. The days of our lives.
Here's what we're gonna do. The two who aren't up are gonna control the madness.
Okay.
So for example, round one listener is Doug from Up, which is Martin's pick. And Santa's Little Helper from The Simpsons, which is Jimmy's pick.
This is my underdog, so I'm not really worried.
It is in charge. Charles, you control Jimmy. I'll control Martin.
Okay.
Because that's in room, out of room. All right. And then we'll let these guys go, and I'll keep an eye on this little thing here. And we can go. Do you want to go point?
Try and control me.
Do you gentlemen want to go point for point? Or do you want to go, you go, and then you're done, and then he goes?
I think we just do the one go and then the other.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, just do the one and done. Like,
one and done.
When you say control, what do I do with him?
You take your pants off and sit on him when he gets
too. Where do my hands go?
Yeah, exactly. Where do you want them?
Put it up your butt like mustard.
It burns, Mike. It burns.
Next, coming out of the chode loader.
They do nothing.
Okay, so yeah, I'll go Martin, I'll go Charles goes Jimmy, and do you gentlemen want to flip a coin? Who goes first? Do you?
No, Jimmy, you can go first.
Okay, gentlemanly, very, very, very golf-like. Jimmy, you're on the clock. Why is Santa's Little Helper one of the best dogs?
I mean, my God, if you watched that Christmas episode and you felt nothing after they get the dog, they had no money left. Homer lost all of their money. He didn't get his Christmas bonus. And Marge had to use all of the fucking saved up Christmas coins to get Bart's tattoo removed.
Oh, yeah.
Which all happened in one day is pretty spectacular.
Can you explain the whole episode for me if you wouldn't mind?
Oh, you haven't seen The Simpsons, Mike?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. Well, shut up.
What did your mother do?
We know
do
that boat's going.
So... It's Christmas time. This is the first Simpsons full-length episode. Simpsons roasting on an open fire. And like I said, Homer is expecting his Christmas bonus, but Mr. Burns is a stingy guy. He doesn't end up giving the bonuses to people. Marge has to use all their saved-up Christmas money to get Bart's tattoo removed that he got. He got a nice tattoo for Marge because
You're
he thought
so
it would
sweet.
Be a nice
I was
gift.
Just kidding.
He got the heart mom. And
on.
What do? They go to the racetrack. I cannot.
That's right.
I'd love to go to the Assiniboine Downs on Christmas Eve and see fathers with their sons betting on which fucking. I don't think we have dog racing here, but betting on horses would be great.
Nothing says degen.
That whole episode is just so sad, and it just keeps going down this hill of sadness. But what brings them all together? And even Patty and Selma have nothing bad to say when Homer walks in with a brand new dog. I don't even think they had a Christmas tree, if I remember properly. I don't even think they had a fucking Christmas tree, Mike.
I bet they didn't.
It doesn't matter. Because when you come home and there's someone there who is always going to be happy to see you, it makes every single Christmas worth it. Merry Christmas.
I love you.
All right, you want to succeed the rest of your time? Yeah, you're good. All right. There we go. I like it. I mean, yeah.
He's the first cartoon dog, I think.
Before we go to Martin, let's just let
No,
Martin.
He's not. He's not.
No, <it's, yeah.
laughs> yeah, mine dude. Is.
If
mine
I say
is.
It, it's
is
true.
Is it Goofy's dog?
Shut up. Pluto.
Pluto.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, probably.
Before we continue, we should have figured
he's
this out
the first
as
first drawn animal.
Standard fashion. Do me and Charles pick the winner between the two?
Yeah,
here?
I think you guys just either come to an agreement or you don't.
Okay, fine. Fair enough.
Jimmy wins.
We can agree. We're adults here. Okay. Martin, you have the floor, sir.
The dog talks. What more do you want in a pet? It fucking talks.
He did pick a talking dog.
The dog talks.
It understands human language. What more do you want? It sits. Don't poop there. It won't poop there. You know? Don't bite this child. It won't bite that child. I don't know what more you want from a dog. A dog that talks? Pretty fucking amazing. I'm just going to say that. Pretty fucking cool. Human language. You know how complex that is? And English, one of the most complex languages ever, it speaks it.
Martin, I completely agree with you. Turn your microphone up just a little bit so that everybody else can hear you, because you fade out a little bit when you get excited.
When you get animated.
When you get animated.
I'm an excitable boy. What do you want from me, Mike?
There we go. There he comes.
I am an excitable boy. It talks.
Didn't save
Christmas. It's also a really good tracker.
Didn't save Christmas.
It says so many times. You know what, Jimmy? They neglect Santa's little helper in the later seasons.
In every season.
Don't they have a cat?
Yeah. Get that cat out of the way.
Snowball
1 and Snowball 2. Actually, Snowball 2.
Get that cat out of the way.
Snowball 2, right?
Yeah.
I know Snowball 2, because Snowball 1 died. But it talks. I don't know what you mean by the dog. Like, don't you want a pet that talks? Don't you want to communicate with your pet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going? How's your day?
Saw you masturbating the other day. What's that about?
Yeah. I went the other room and did the same thing. Oh,
you really
so much in common,
dog. Why do you get so mad when I do it and then you do it anyway?
Yeah, right. No, hang on.
Do you really want your dog to talk?
Martin, is there anything else you want to say? Because I think, I think you've made your point, but hey.
Dogs know what kind of person you really are.
Well, can me and Charles confirm that I think we know do you know the answer to the between the two? What do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're thinking what I'm thinking?
Yep.
What exactly is that?
It's a 50% chance here.
Actually, no.
Snow cones.
I was going Martin.
Oh, I love it.
What do we do?
Okay, so here, let me prove. Let me.
I control him.
You control it. I can see your hand. Fuck you. No. Just hear me out. Martin's dog can be like, hey, I saw you fucking the other day. And then you can have a conversation with your dog about that. That's pretty fun.
Just like Brian.
Why is that fun?
Don't get me wrong, Santa's little helper, I have the same argument for one of my dogs, which you'll understand, and I appreciate, but Santa's little helper is it just doesn't compare to an animal.
I'm not surprised you went this way, Simpsons hater.
Well, I can't hate a thing I don't know.
Simpsons hate.
I do know.
Also say Santa's little helper will eat your homework as well as other precious things.
Thank you for helping me.
That's true.
Blah, blah, blah.
No, he's right. Santa's little helper does have...
training issues.
Yeah, thank you very much. Where I could just ask Doug to be like, poop in the toilet.
And
he'll be like, okay, man, thanks, I get it.
Everybody loves when a dog jumps all over you. That's the best.
They do, but she's bony. She's an old race dog. Like, Doug, what kind of dog is Doug again, Martin?
He's a...
It's not a breeder dog, Mike. That's what I mean. We don't support breeders in that one.
Oh.
Damn it. That can't be your argument every time.
It's not a purebred. Probably a rescue. I'm not sure. Probably a rescue.
We don't support breeders.
Okay. Charles, I think it's Martin. Do you still think it's Jimmy? Give me something here.
I hate my life. This is what I will say. Okay. I listen to people talk all day. I like the idea that my dog won't talk to me. And just because I can tell it to use don't shit on the floor doesn't mean it will. It might just be like,
thank you.
No. And then still do it. And that's more frustrating.
Yeah, but we're not talking about this is Doug. Doug won't shit on the floor. He's very trained. He's well trained. We're not talking talking. We're talking this dog.
Specifically Doug. Gotcha.
Specifically Doug. Mm. We're not talking
he's
talking in general.
You're worst.
Doug.
Like it is this Doug that talks, and it's this dog that's right. Doug.
And very well trained and behaved.
He's
a lovable idiot, just like all of us.
I have such a soft spot for Santa's little helper.
I know, but Doug's a mutt. You gotta go for the non-breeders.
Fine, yeah, because of that bullshit. Mutt.
All right, there we go.
Yeah.
Santa's little helper was my throwaway anyways.
Story of his life.
Jimmy.
Story
I got no throwaways in this debate. They're all winners.
Story of his life, hey?
Oh, so funny.
Whatever. Mike wants to have a full conversation about how the dog saw him fucking.
I'm totally like I think that
I don't think that's a good conversation.
I agree.
But you know what? If there's one person
I forgot about Wilfred, that's a good dog.
If there's one person I want giving me tips in the house, I mean from a dog's perspective.
Wilfred doesn't count because I couldn't pick Barf.
That's true, yeah.
Oh, no, that's
Wilfred
a good
doesn't count.
That's fair.
Barf's a mog.
But if I could talk to a dog like Wilfred about fucking maybe.
Hold for just 1 second, guys. I need to get some water. Does anybody else want something to drink?
Sure.
That's a lie.
That'd be nice.
That's a lie.
He's gonna go masturbate. He doesn't need water.
Look, but I'm gonna make
He's gonna come back with 3 bowls. to drink out of.
Anyways, all right, listener, I'm back from getting us some sustenance here, some water. Moving on, second round, we have me with Lassie and Jimmy with Frank and Weenie. Jimmy's up again.
Okay, let me just stretch this out.
Frank and Weenie. A dog that has three different generations of himself, right? Because there's the original Frank and Weenie.
1.0 and 2.0.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. Multiple generations of this fucking dog. That's how long it can live. Now, I don't know about you guys, but the saddest thing ever is when a dog dies.
Yes.
In general, anytime you see a dog die, it is the saddest thing in the world. Imagine if you could bring your dog back to fucking life. Yeah?
That's very true.
Yeah? Imagine if you could bring him back to life. Holy shit.
We're getting into Reanimator territory here now.
That's absolutely right, Michael. But he's not a zombie. He's not going to bite your face off. No. He's just as playful as he was before, if not better now, because he can't die again. What's he going to do? Go to Detroit?
Okay.
It's something. Now, death is something that we all have to go through. But I think...
Speak for yourself.
You can still have that experience and then still have your dog. Doesn't that sound lovely? Wouldn't that be so nice if you could experience death but not have the absolute horrible consequences of it? Wouldn't that be nice?
Is
that too much to ask? I don't think it is.
I don't think so.
I didn't even put you on the clock. Are you done?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. Fair enough.
Frank and Weenie, boom.
Okay.
And his life is soundtracked by Danny Elfman.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough. I mean, I would love to get up and walk out of the house one day and have a Danny Elfman tune kicking in the back of my step. Okay, Lassie. I mean, I felt that some legacy dogs needed to be a part of this conversation. Otherwise, we would hear about it from the Lassie people.
PETA.
But okay, first
they follow the real debaters nonstop.
No kidding, right? We're on their radar. And anyway, so she's a dog breed specifically known for being strong, loyal, and affectionate, right? And we see that all the time. And I didn't want to, I'm going to pull a Martin card here, I think, and I'm just going to mic drop on this one. I'm going to say one word, and I think everybody's going to know Lassie's better than Frank and Weenie. Timmy in the well.
That's like three.
That is three words. You're right.
Three words. That's not one
Timmy,
word. That's three words.
Timmy. I just heard all I'm going to say is Timmy, okay? Timmy. Lassie rescued Timmy from the well. A entire cartoon series was launched off the original Lassie because of that, called Lassie and the Rescue Ranger. She's a herding dog.
Rescue Ranger.
She is a utility dog, and she is one of the loveliest, nicest animals on screen. That long, silky coat, that dance of a prance she does when she runs. Like, and surprisingly enough, has a star on the Walk of Fame. My dog has a star on the Walk of Fame.
That is impressive.
Okay.
Is that Lassie one?
It's one of the Lassies. It's one of the Lassies. I think most of them were male, actually. They play it that she's female, but I think they were actually male. And also the longest running on-screen dog, 1943.
Wow. Even female dogs are getting undermined in their own jobs.
Right? Yeah. No kidding.
In my universe, Timmy falls down the well. He dies, but we resurrect him.
Isn't Timmy...
Shit. Lassie finds a different kid.
You bury his ass in the pet cemetery. over there.
Is that how we keep getting a Frankenweenie?
This might be wrong, but does Lassie not bark and people are like, what's that girl?
Yes,
and
that's exactly who it is.
So she talks?
She talks.
God, yeah. It. How does this keep happening?
Thank you, my
Jimmy
dear friend.
Jimmy loses to two talking dogs.
This? Thank you, my dear friend.
What's next?
We have another talking dog? No,
not yet. But I mean, it would be. I mean, I'd love to see Jimmy get eliminated by talking dogs all day long.
Oh, sorry.
I got something caught in the back of my throat. Yes, she's also a talking dog. When she barks,
it's like a Chewbacca.
Okay,
there's a cadence.
Let's be fair here. When she barks, they're like they recognize her bark,
right?
As there's trouble, right? Like, and,
right.
And I mean, Timmy in the Well is just the most known Lassie story. I mean, it's even showcased on The Simpsons, right? Yep. But like with Lassie. Lassie's always rescuing. Lassie's always like running into the river to rescue a small kid or running through the field to take on a big bear and somehow magically scare it off. But,
you
like,
have seen The Simpsons.
I've...
You liar!
but she's just a heroic legacy dog that can do no wrong. Everyone loves. She's show dog. right? Like the Coley. Right. It's definitely a show dog. Best in Show definitely was on
Bet
that
you
one.
Suffered on
Maybe
set.
It was even that Lassie. That's the retired Lassie from the movie. It's the Best in Show version.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, that's my time. Martin and Charles, you have the floor. You have to figure out who's got the better dog here.
I'm kind of questioning if Jimmy has a necrophilia thing.
I'm not going to fuck it.
I don't know.
I didn't hear him say that.
I don't know what you do with peanut butter and a dead dog.
God damn it.
There's weenie.
He doesn't have a tongue.
And it was that long before a peanut butter joke came up. Awesome.
Oh, man.
What do you guys think?
I don't know. Charles, I'm going to let you pick this one.
Wow, he's giving you all the power.
I have no stake in this one. I mean, I like Lassie a little bit more. Frankenweenie is a little creepy. I don't know about that Pet Cemetery shit.
All I think of is necrophiliac now because of that fucking stupid dog.
What kind of breed is Frankenweenie? He's like a Don Cherry dog, right? He's like blue. Like one of those snout nose.
Don Cherry dog.
Yeah, that
little rascals, the like
yes,
circle
exactly.
thing.
I'm not a breeder.
Stupid. I'm not a breeder, damn it.
I just argue the dogs on my show. I'm not a breeder. I'm not a breeder, Jim.
Look, they love the cages, okay? They love them.
I adopted her cat.
You know what? For Legacy, I'll go Lassie.
Oh, really?
I'll give it to Legacy.
Wow, that's two for Jimmy.
Son of a bitch.
That's just freaking weedy.
You know, that was a throwaway.
All right. I got my golden goose somewhere.
Somewhere.
Round three.
Is it fucking me again?
No, it's not you. You get to sit. Me and you get to sit. Round three is Snoopy with Martin and Hooch from Turner and Hooch for
this
Charles.
This is tough for me.
This
you
one.
Can go ahead, Charles.
Oh, he's confident.
Okay. I mean, I feel like this one's an easy one. His best friend is Tom Hanks.
Yep.
So you get to hang out with him. That's pretty fun. And they solve crime. Who doesn't want their dog to solve a murder?
It seems like a lot of dogs solve crime.
Yeah.
I mean, they so smell it out, I guess.
Anymore,
they, you know.
No, you've heard of police dogs, right?
Well,
they're there all the time.
Yeah,
now.
But, you know, in recent years, we've learned that police dogs aren't to be trusted.
That's true.
They're dirty cops. So they're smelling.
They bite students in Winnipeg.
They bite their students.
ACAB.
Smells are wrong.
ACAB includes dogs.
I hear they don't even do reports. Anyways.
no paperwork for a canine.
Jahooch, you know, like he and I think... Also, too, and this is coming from someone who isn't the biggest fan of pit bulls necessarily, he's a good ambassador to get rid of the stigma of pit bulls being
big, scary dog.
Yeah.
Because not only is he not a big, scary dog, he solves crime.
He just wants to slobber.
Yes. And, I mean, you got Tom Hanks, right?
That's a big selling point.
It's a huge selling
point.
He
hangs out with them.
Like, I never thought of any of the cast members in my argument, but Tom Hanks and anything
with
a
dog.
Yeah, comes with the dog.
I mean, he's Turner, but he's Tom Hanks.
Also, you were like, can I have Hooch? And I'm like, yes, you can have Hooch. I'm regretting giving you Hooch. Fuck.
Hooch.
Yeah.
Hooch.
To Hooch. To Hooch. Anybody got any Hooch?
All these dogs are dead now.
I never even thought of that.
Just a big RIP at the end.
No kidding. All dogs go to heaven, guys. All dogs go to heaven.
What about Hitler's dog?
Exceptions can be made.
Deadpool took care of that one.
Martin, we give you the floor, sir. You've got Snoopy.
My dog walks on two legs.
I can see a theme for me.
He's got and you know what? He's not a purebred. He's an almost purebred. Also, you know what?
What?
Snoopy, okay, remember in Meet the Parents when Robert De Niro's character explains why he doesn't like dogs? Because they're needy. They're not you have to earn their love. You have to earn Snoopy's love. Snoopy's an independent dog. He's not just gonna give that away to anybody.
He's his own woman.
You gotta own it. You gotta earn it. And you know what? Hooch? Kind of a narc. With all the illegal shit going on that we've done in our past, you really want that sniffing around in your crotch region?
Remember
The Last of Us when Ellie was getting sniffed by the dog? Just imagine if that went south to you with Hooch. You're fucked.
He does have a point because Hooch does. There's a couple bite scenes in the crotch when Hooch does clamp down.
They're all bad people.
Schwanz. All he does is he wears a scarf and he pretends to fly in a plane on his doghouse. That's what he does. It's awesome. He has a cool bird friend named Woodstock. Snoopy.
Yeah, you know what? Jimmy, Martin's got a point.
Yeah.
Snoopy, he's into interspecies relationships.
He's also very rude.
Well, okay.
You know, yeah, that's because you have to earn his respect. Well, you didn't just give it away. You got to earn it.
You say he's independent, but he is always on Charlie Brown for that food, though. He's always got the food bowl. He's always walking up to him. He's like, hey.
He's entitled.
That's any dog, Jimmy. What do you want from me? What do you want from me? Every
he's
dog
needy.
Is like that.
Charles is in the corner. He's needy. He's, right, he's needy.
That was hooch.
He's a needy dog.
He's got you at the A-cab.
My dog's needy, but then he'll solve a crime.
And you'll go to jail for it.
But, yeah, okay, all right.
I don't need a narc dog.
Do you agree that Hooch is a fucking mess to take care of, though?
Yeah,
like
that's true,
the
too.
Slobber scene when he just shakes
I'm
his face?
I'm not a big dog guy.
No?
No, I'm you a like cat guy. Little, I'm a cat guy.
You don't even like a little dog?
Ugh.
Teeny dog? Ugh. Itty bitty dog?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you got final thoughts before we
dogs
decide?
Are needy, and Snoopy
Hooch,
seems to be
you
the
may
opposite.
Not need him, but he loves you. So,
why'd you have to say that?
Okay, so what do we want to go with? What do we want to go with here? We got to go with.
And he's dead now.
I think Snoopy wins.
I think Snoopy wins too.
Sorry.
Boom.
Yeah.
Don't eat the couch.
You're breaking my heart.
I would like to say I think Snoopy wins because of cult classic, right? Like Peanuts is Charles Schwartz, right?
And Schultz.
Schultz. Thank you.
Hooch eats Peanuts.
Hooch.
Please, he's got you there, man.
Please bookend everything from here on out with Hooch eats. Hooch eats that. Hooch does eat everything. Hooch rips the couch apart, right?
Yeah.
Like
he at rips the end of the stereo. He rips the stereo speakers apart.
Hooch is
insane.
Hooch is the dog you want to have. Like Hooch is what I want Diamond maybe to be, right? Like a friend's dog.
Yeah.
Like your dog that you bring over and I hang out with. But Snoopy, I'd be like, I don't have to. I can go away for a week. Snoopy's fine. Right,
yeah.
I just need to leave him enough food, and he'll do whatever the fuck he wants.
And
he's
a
dick, but like he, you know,
he's
wants.
A dick.
Yeah. He'll just hang out with Linus. You know, he's good.
He's good. All right,
there we go. Snoopy wins it.
Hooch was a throwaway.
Hooch is a throwaway.
Aren't you gonna keep saying every time?
All of us.
That was my throwaway.
That was my throwaway. It's
funny. Well, I think my Lassie was a throwaway actually because I didn't. I'm in my mind. I didn't plan on going past round one with her.
Y'all got a lot of throwaways.
Next up on the docket is Cosmo from Guardians of the Galaxy from Charles and Scooby Doo. I picked this for you, Jimmy.
Legally, we had to.
Legally, we
have a Scoob.
It's in Scoob? Arguing dogs contracts to be able to do this. Really, listener? No, it's not. Charles, would you like to go first?
Zoinks.
You can go first.
Zoinks.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Cosmo, the astronaut dog. I mean, it's a golden retriever as an astronaut. What more do you need? And he travels the galaxy. Apparently, he talks. She talks, I think.
I think
she talks.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't go back to try to find where she was because I wanted to ask here. Like, where do we see her?
So she's in a hidden scene. She's in Guardians 1 when they go to the collectors and she's
right.
in the glass case.
Yes, okay.
And then the after scene credit is she's out of it and Howard's getting wasted.
Yes.
Because that's the one where he's like, ugh.
Okay.
Something like that. And then she's in the Christmas special with Guardians and I believe she's part of the crew.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think she talks in the Christmas special. Anyways, it's a dog. It's a space dog. I assume she can take you to space with her.
Or at least be there if you end up going.
Totally, right?
Everyone
like you
wants
have
to
a,
be an astronaut.
Yeah, everybody wants to go to space, and why not have a companion while you're up there? And why not let it be a dog?
Well, and if we're arguing adjacent cast, I mean,
yeah.
Drax would be kind of fun to hang around.
You could see how he's invisible if he really is.
Yeah.
Your dog's in the Guardians.
Yeah, you can hang out with the Guardians.
Don't help him.
You hang with the Guardians? Do anything with them?
Pretending like he didn't say that?
You can commit? Okay. You can find out, you know, other things about
you
the
find
galaxy.
Out other things.
Disney owns it all, so maybe Luke and Yoda show up.
Okay, get back in.
He's got
to
there. I don't know how you're going to get around
I'm
that
fine
much.
With straying, but you want to get into fucking the studio rights of it? No.
Yoda has the gauntlet, okay? No.
I'm pretty sure my dog Skip is a Disney as well.
Skip and Cosmo are there. He probably can get Skip fitted with a suit, too.
Okay,
probably other astronaut dogs.
30 seconds.
Astronaut dog. Cute as fuck. Boom.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I don't think that your 13 seconds of screen time can beat my lifetime of animation with Scooby. First of all, Great Dane, right? Slow, regal, and stoic. That's just a fun dog. That makes you look like, if Scooby doesn't say anything, you look fucking amazing.
I wouldn't use any of those words to describe Scooby-Doo.
No, I'm just saying the breed of dog. Scooby himself is off the wall bananas. Cuckoo bananas, to be exact. But he does have thumbs, right? We have seen him use his thumbs. Find me another dog that uses and has thumbs. Also,
can flush the toilet.
I'm getting there. he can also walk on fours or twos, right? He's a biped or a quadped. Ped people. He has a catchphrase. Leave him alone. And I ruv-ru, right? Like, it's just the way he talks with Shaggy. It's
is
just
that his catchphrase?
I don't know if his catchphrase is, I ruv you.
Well, that's what I remember him always
Mike,
saying.
Have you seen?
I thought it was Joy. Oh, that's Shaggy.
They're always hugging.
You know how they kiss?
He's got great comedic timing as well. Right, like he's as part of all of animated dogs go, he's the fun one. He's the one we love to watch. Be a part of the. Scooby-Doo just made being an idiot fun. I think it really. If Scooby was an actual human, wow, I'm getting in the weeds. Scooby was an actual human. He is Shaggy incarnate, and fuck, I hate Scooby. I didn't want to pick him.
So did Velma, as it turns out.
She kicked him, I heard.
Yeah,
that's why she got her own show.
Your dog is a crackhead. let's be honest. He loves crack so much he named it after himself and just says Scooby Stacks. Because he's just like...
Yeah,
right?
But you know what? He can support himself. He's been a detective. He's also been in commercials. Like he doesn't need Shaggy to be his, like...
Hey, Jimmy.
His caretaker.
Jimmy, yes. He's a pet detective.
God damn it.
Yeah, Charles, he's a pet detective. Listen to what Martin said.
That needs crack.
Listen, I know. Pet detective didn't work for him. It's not fucking working for you. <either. laughs>
Also, my dog's an astronaut.
My dog can drive a van?
Does
my
he
dog
drive
is.
It?
I've seen him drive it. Shut up.
My dog can go to space and doesn't need crack.
I think I gotta go with Charles just because I don't think you've seen Scooby-Doo before.
I've seen a lot of Scooby-Doo
Sing
when
the
I was.
Song.
I can't. I haven't seen Scooby-Doo since
Scooby-Doo. Oh, no. You don't have a song?
Where are you?
I.
We got some gotta work to do
to
now.
Do now. Come on, Scooby-Doo.
I need you.
Get stoned with Shaggy 2 now. I don't know.
Scooby was my throwaway.
That's the theme of the show for you guys. That was my throwaway.
That should just be what it's called.
I didn't even get to vote yet, though.
Wait, did he just went for Cosmo?
I was going to vote Scooby-Doo.
Really? Okay. Jimmy?
It's all
don't
on
do
you,
it.
Buddy. He still has crack, Jimmy.
I just,
don't
you know.
It's not crack. It's an inhibitor. It's a SSRI. It's an uptake.
If I'm going to go with by recent content... We're getting more Cosmo than we are Dew. We're actually getting no Dew.
That's
as
right.
Of right now.
Dew got well,
not
the last...
a single Dew. They don't even want your fucking dog in their show that's supposed to be about the fucking dog.
Yeah.
My Dew got made and then it won't get released.
That's
the most
right.
recent Scooby-Doo is
that's
not.
That's right. Because yeah. They did make an animated one that came out during COVID and it was okay.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Well, and like, I mean, Scooby-Doo to me. It was a kid's show. It was a Saturday morning show.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I watched it and stuff, and I know it's like we've got a caper and
sing
we've got
a song.
I don't. Why are you being
Prince
so mean?
Jr.
But like, well, Freddie, fuck off. Don't tell me Freddie Prinze Jr. I'm talking about the Hanna-Barbera original
yes.
cartoon. That's
yes.
my
you
iteration.
You scooped a single do in your life.
Yeah, no, I haven't dooped since I was a kid. So
I do once. I don't do.
But
you're
I
missing the biggest selling point of Scooby-Doo. He'll probably get high with you.
Yeah.
Like, if you light up a joint, your dog would be down to fucking smoke that.
Again,
that's right, Scroobs.
We've never seen them actually smoke weed. And if we're talking about that, they were on Harvey Birdman, and they got out of their fucking lawsuit for smoking
oh, yeah.
weed because they couldn't prove that they were actually doing it.
In the movie, even in the movie, they have a scene where there's smoke coming out of the van.
It's just a grill.
And yeah, it's
that's
they're
on you guys.
They're grilling inside the van.
It's on you guys for thinking they're stoners. They're just hungry.
And it even says, he's like, oh, this is good stuff, Scoob. And
that's
then it shows
good.
Inside and it's fucking
I didn't.
Grill.
I mean, I planned
you
on.
You gotta be on drugs to talk to your dog. You know?
and your dog talks back. It's a crackhead.
Yeah, so. I really...
This whole time it's just literally a crackhead?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
I didn't think I was going to be up
against... Oh, that's not crack. That's something else. Like, that's at least weed. That's got to be weed or mushrooms.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's
so much... from the earth.
I don't know if he's a drug addict as much as you take vitamins, right? Like
vitamins.
They just bring out the performance aspect of Scooby, right? I know what you're, I know it's crack. Like, I mean, I'm winking at you.
I know crack, guys.
Yeah, like I know crack. When
come
I
to the downtown east side. I'll show you what crack is. That's not crack.
Can we end this? Can we move on?
Yeah.
Is it? It's Cosmo the space dog.
I'm okay with Cosmo.
I'm okay with whatever Jimmy picks.
I just can't trust Michael.
Jay and Silent Bob have a really funny Scooby-Doo reference scene. They get them actually high and they freak out.
All right.
And Scooby ducks and they're like,
oh shit.
They were on Supernatural.
Okay. Reset. Reset, kids. Reset here. Next round is Littlest Hobo from Jimmy and Chance from Homeward Bound from Charles.
Oh, man.
Martin, who do you think should go first?
That's a tough one.
I don't know. Who do you want to go first?
Which one
do you guys want to go first?
I want to see Jimmy crash and burn again, so Jimmy go.
It's
another talking dog.
I don't think I have to say anything. I just have to.
Oh, you bastard.
Oh, he's bringing in the mix.
What'd he do?
He's playing the theme song if it's not coming
out.
You son of a bitch.
It just fucking slaps.
Even Rick even watches this in Trailer Park Boys, and it's great.
It's a great jam. If you're Canadian,
this
and
is great Canadian
know,
programming,
right?
Right here.
If you don't know CBC After School, Littlest Hobo, there's
solves
some
crimes, not a narc.
So no training is what you're saying.
Canadian.
Okay, all right.
So not legally able to solve crimes.
Thank you, London the dog.
Yes, the name
is.
Of the dog?
Still doesn't make sense. He's not in London.
Ontario.
We don't know that.
Check fandom.
You know stray dogs. I've never seen them solve a crime before. I've never seen them save a life.
I know.
I've never seen them be Canadian.
Hooch was a junkyard dog. Yeah. He solved a crime.
That doesn't count.
R.I.P.
It's not on the list. Okay, so theme song, yeah.
He's not ready to settle down, Michael. He just wants to keep helping people. Maybe one day.
Wants to ride the rails.
Maybe one day he'll want to settle down.
Yeah.
And maybe tomorrow he'll just keep moving on.
I mean, I know that one better than I know Scooby-Doo, thank fucking God.
It's just good old-fashioned Canadian content.
Final thoughts?
Did you hear the theme song?
Okay. All right, we're going
to... Do I have to play it again for you?
No. I want to dance. But Martin, the floor is yours, good sir. Or sorry, Charles. My bad.
It's not me.
Charles.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah. My bad.
I'm not doing it.
Too many dogs.
All right. So I'll make this quick. My dog talks.
Fuck you. Damn.
That's the case.
Hell yeah.
Shit.
And he's voiced by Marty McFly. And he's curious. And he's whimsical. And he's silly, but loyal, because he finds his way back.
You guys are just 280s.
And he talks.
What, late 80s? Like 80?
No, this is like 92, 90.
I thought,
92,
yeah.
93, let's say.
We got two dogs and a cat, right?
And he got Sally Field as
yeah.
a kitty.
Yeah.
And then the other dog I want to say is Clint Eastwood, and it's not.
No. I don't.
Because he would just be, but he would be perfect, because he'd just be like,
make my day.
Yeah. But anyways, Michael J. Fox, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Curious Chance gets lost, finds his way back, and he talks the whole time. And he taught me that dogs rule.
What?
And cats drool. He might not be right, but he taught me that.
Isn't that one of the lines in the movie?
Yeah. And then Sally Field's like, no, dumbass.
I was like,
cats rule, dogs drool.
Have you seen Homeward?
Yeah, that's great.
Dumbass.
Yeah, I don't think they.
That's when Disney was trying to be edgy with their animals.
That's probably the first cut. Like, they'll just call each
other.
Dumbasses and fuckheads.
The director was a racist and a crazy person, so we had to cut a lot of the dailies.
Oh shit. Okay, yeah.
Two live-action dogs going head-to-head.
No kidding. Yeah. Who'd have thunk that?
One talks, one doesn't.
You guys...
Shut the...
Did you think you were going to get bit by animals with hidden talents today?
I thought you'd pick the hometown hero. He's probably been to Winnipeg.
From London, England.
He's probably rode the rails through Winnipeg for sure.
Really thought I had this one.
I did too. I did. Hey man, it's the way you random. We randomized this, ladies and gentlemen. This was not picked with any sort
Should've
of.
Should have said something, not just play the theme song.
Son of a bitch.
That's true, Martin. What do you? Your thoughts first.
I think I just like Charles is simple. It's all you simple and it works.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, and I don't want to see the littlest hobo win. So yes, Charles, this is yours.
Thanks for taking a chance.
What's my last dog? Now I know all those guys and their sons at the track field.
Just waiting around.
I don't know if Santa's coming this year.
We just need one.
We just need one. Your last dog is up. It's his name is Skippy, Jimmy. And it's another back-to-back round between the two of you. We've got Beethoven with Charles, and we've got Skip from My Dog Skip. We've got David and Goliath here, ladies and gentlemen.
My dog drives. My dog drives a car. And I don't, you know what? Here's what I'll say. Are you a parent and you're worried that your son is a sociopath?
As I'm sure some of them are.
Probably. Make them watch My Dog Skip. If they feel nothing.
Great indicator.
When the dog gets hit. When they feel nothing during this movie, you have a sociopath. It is the ultimate test for psycho children.
Okay.
This is where I learned I had a soul.
I haven't seen it, I'll be honest.
It's Frankie Muniz at his best. Pre-race car driver Frankie Muniz.
He's doing really well.
He's
in that.
Doing very well.
Surprisingly.
It's kind of wild, hey?
It's
What's
pretty
the,
crazy.
Is it one of those boy meets dog, dog and boy have adventures together?
They grow together. You watch their whole life together.
Okay.
You watch the dog get old.
So it's like a Marley and Me kind of thing?
It's so beautiful,
and
Michael.
The way he finds the dog is quite beautiful, too.
Yep.
How does he find the dog?
He's locked in the back of a car, I'm pretty sure. Isn't that how it is?
It's a rescue dog?
Yeah, he saves his dog.
That's right. Do you hear that, Martin?
Got it.
What kind of breed is he?
I think he's a beagle.
I think he's a beagle, too.
I'm pretty sure he's a beagle.
Yeah.
When the dog plays baseball, hilarious.
When any animal tries to do a human thing, it's always funny.
I don't think we have Air Bud on this list at all.
No, I think we all actively avoided it.
Yeah. We didn't want to go down the sport. We didn't want to get athletes involved.
I didn't want that animal accidentally winning. I didn't want to stand behind Air Bud if that was an...
He's on PE.
Yeah. And then where did we draw the line? Like MVP, isn't it? That monkey baseball movie
where do we
with Joey?
Where do we draw the line? You guys are talking about talking dogs. There's no fucking line.
Hey, man, it's talking dogs are easy.
Skip's amazing. This movie is truly just... It's beautiful.
Watching a boy grow up with his dog is a very beautiful thing.
It's a nice movie. And a Disney, so Guardians.
On screen, not in real life.
So Guardians, by Jason C. Guardians. Yeah. Guardians proxy.
And Luke shows up.
Luke Wilson's in it.
Luke is not allowed to be Luke Wilson. Oh, fuck off.
Wow.
That counts.
That counts. Okay.
I'm a brother.
We have a Luke.
Wow.
He goes off to war.
Wow. Charles.
He goes off to war.
Charles.
Roll
over, Beethoven.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
He knows that theme song, Jimmy.
I do.
I'll keep this one simple.
Back in the game with that theme song.
He
plays piano.
He made the composer relevant again.
fucking downloads for his
Charles.
People basically just, at least I did, I didn't even know what that breed was. I just saw that dog and said, Beethoven. That's a Beethoven.
Big old Bernard.
It spawned off God. All the series, like tons of sequels, and he saves Christmas.
Like two of them are filmed here, actually.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We've established saving Christmas does not help.
First round out the door. Christmas on argument.
He made the world fall in love with a household dog again, you know, and I think he reinvented the live action dog game for a whole new generation.
Yeah, and I mean Shakespeare proved. Well before film, that a dog made it a comedy.
Yes.
Beethoven's one of the most comedic dogs, right?
And he's just a big old, you know, a big old bastard who just gets into some silly shit, and he's cute. He's cute as hell.
Mine can drive a 1955 Bel Air.
He... I mean, sure.
His dog drives, Charles.
I'm sure there's someone in the passenger seat.
No.
It's not like he's doing it on his own.
Yeah. He started it up, seatbelt on.
Yeah, no. No, no, no. He's got a little paw print for ID to get into the vehicle.
Right.
It's my dog stick shift.
Skip shifts.
Beethoven. Oh, Beethoven turned, like, he, like, you know, made a Grinch of a man fall in love with, like,
true,
a dog all over again.
And what's his face? He passed away.
Charles Gordon?
Charles Gordon. Yeah. Yeah.
Charles Gordon.
Groden, that's it. Thank you.
Groben.
Josh?
Josh Groben.
But yeah, no, I don't know. And it just, yeah, it made,
yeah.
Yeah, go Beethoven, roll over.
Guardians.
Theme song, he has his own theme song that Michael actually knew.
Yeah. Fuck off.
That's, we're asking a lot.
One theme song, guys. It's not like I lose my fucking card. Don't kick me out of the union.
Do you even like dogs, man?
How is this all about me bearing my soul now? Yeah. All right.
Name one dog.
Name
for a dollar. Name a dog.
Coco.
Labradoodle.
Labradoodle.
That's two dogs.
Pomeranian. Schnauzer. Great Dane. Newfoundlander.
Sounds like someone that just
Newfoundlander's
off a lot.
Yeah. Not a dog.
No, Newfoundland. They're fucking.
That's a place.
Stop putting me on the spot.
Like people.
We got him.
Anyways, yeah. Beethoven broke Mike.
Beethoven
broke
Beethoven,
Mike.
I reset my brain. Beethoven. Martin, what do you think?
Beethoven.
Did he really drive a car?
He did. Skip drives the fucking car in that movie.
Is Frankie in the passenger
seat? I'm trying to find a clip of it because I want to see him drive a car. Now.
My dog Skip car.
All the people look very scared. They're like, what?
Huh? Somebody better pull that dog over.
Because people in the 50s, they were like, what? A dog?
Say, look at that dog in the car there. Get it out of that car.
I better put my suit on tomorrow.
Now I've seen it all.
Martin, do you need to see a clip to decide? Because I can make my, really?
I just put it.
Oh,
into...
he's fucking driving a car.
Thank you.
Holy shit!
Is that Kevin Bacon?
Yeah, he's the dad.
Damn.
Yep.
I
he's
seen
an injured
this movie
war
a long
hero.
Time.
It's a great movie.
Yep.
So we get a dog driving a car.
Good for all ages, but again, if you think your son's a fucking psycho, just make him watch.
That's the
it.
Same with Beethoven.
I'm
everything Jimmy said, but Beethoven.
This movie made me the psycho that I am today.
Okay,
that's a good cast.
I'm gonna do this from the bottom of my heart because Jimmy's been eliminated by three talking dogs, so he deserves to win with a driving dog. I pick my
Diane
dog,
Lane. I love
Skip.
Her.
Okay. Martin, what about you?
Thank you.
I'm gonna go with the driving.
Thank you for your consideration.
Because you know what,
you're welcome.
St. Bernards, their breed, weren't they the ones who delivered alcohol to people in the snow?
Yes, they were. They had that big
promotes unhealthy drinking culture.
Thank you, Martin. I agree. You know what, Charles? We came in with the live-action dogs. That's all we could really ask. We brought the live-action dogs. We gave them a fighting chance.
Roll over, Beethoven.
All right. Next up on the docket, ladies and gentlemen,
well,
it's Martin versus Michael. We've got Brain from Inspector Gadget.
You didn't pick the dog from John Wick that gets immediately stomped to death, right?
And I picked Daisy, who immediately gets stomped to death at the beginning of John Wick.
Okay, let's see how this goes.
Is that the one we picked?
Oh, yes. Daisy is pivotal to everything we love about John Wick.
I thought maybe
Wick.
You picked the one from John Wick 2.
Nope, didn't pick the nameless dog.
It's just called dog?
You picked the one that dies?
Yeah. I picked the one that dies, guys. I picked
Can
the
we
one
just
that
skip
dies.
This and give it to me?
No.
Let's
no,
let
no,
Michael
no.
go last.
You guys aren't realizing how many interesting things
He's already going. Go,
are
Mike.
About Daisy. That when you look at Daisy... through a different lens, you realize that without Daisy, we don't have John Wick. So what I'm saying is the reason we have these movies is because we have this broken man from the loss of a dog that was given to him by his dying wife. We do not have the violence, the bloodshed, the fun action movie without Daisy dying. Daisy's death breaks John Wick.
Who's the necrophiliac now?
I don't want to fuck the thing. My heart's broken that Daisy dies. But Daisy...
Doth does protest too much, I think.
Hang on. Okay, Daisy's fine in a shootout. She was trying to get up in the mix. She wasn't running for the fucking hill. She wasn't hiding under the couch. What does Daisy do? What's the last thing that Daisy does?
Damn it, what
she
didn't Daisy
crawls
do?
Over
bleed
to
out?
John bleeding. No, but she crawls
bleed
to John.
Out.
She does bleed out. Yes, for sure, you fucking dark fucks. But no, she crawls to her owner. The last thing she wants to do is protect John. That whole breakdown, that whole fucking opening scene is Daisy trying to work with John in it, not run for the hills. Daisy's one of the most ballsy dogs in any scene. I will say that all day long. All right. Also, like, cute as fuck. Won't go anywhere without John. Like, very loyal, right? Follows John into the car. There's a spot for Daisy in the bed. Like, what
doing stuff dogs do.
Yeah, but what what you see, I know these are things that dogs do, but Daisy's responsibility is more than just being a fucking dog, okay?
Like she failed.
Well, she failed because of fucking, what's his dick? She didn't fail because...
This bracket's for winners, Mike?
I want the spirit of Daisy to win today, guys. No, I'm just saying that you don't have you Daisy is John's cornerstone. Daisy is John's heart, right? Like what we learn about, like, imagine no Daisy and just learning that John Wick is a broken man and doing all of this. Like you need
that still makes sense.
You need Daisy, but you need Daisy to be the final straw.
Like his
not such responsibility is ever put on the back of a puppy as much as Daisy. I mean, if you really think about it.
I mean, without the dog, he's still Baba Yaga.
I know he's Baba Yaga, but to us on this side of the screen,
John Wick with a pencil.
It's us learning that without Daisy, John going on a killing spree because his wife died doesn't make sense. Killing John's dog, taking John's car. These things break John.
And on this day, Mike's hourglass grew 3 sizes.
Anyways, that's enough about Daisy. I hope there's more of. I hope Daisy's spirit lives on. I hope I see her in the next round. But Martin, I can cede the floor to you. I don't want to do this.
I mean,
I wish it wasn't Brian.
It's Brain. Come on.
Oh, that's
can communicate.
Brain.
Walks on 2 legs, can talk back, can communicate with you. The only thing, we know that Brain has a bunch of skills. The only skill Daisy has is playing dead.
No, damn. That was a real performance.
Is it of Daisy? God damn.
That's it.
Who's here to speak on behalf of the dead?
Brain is smart. Without Brain.
Well, I mean,
Brain is Brain.
Brain is
without Brain.
Brain,
there is no Inspector Gadget.
Brain always.
Like you're saying it without Daisy, there's no Inspector Gadget without Brain.
He'd be dead.
True, but
without Penny, without Brain,
yeah,
he'd be dead.
That's actually correct when you think about it, because Brain usually gets Inspector Gadget out of a jam
every time,
all the
Brain.
Time,
and he gets no credit for it.
Brain is everything you want Daisy to be, Mike.
I find Brain to be meek. Then he doesn't want to stand out.
If Brain was there, John Wick would still be retired. He's retired.
Go, Gadget.
Yeah, but then we have no John Wick. We don't want to talk about that.
Just let the man grieve for his wife, Mike.
I do. I. But he's also like John Wick doesn't go on a killing spree until Daisy dies. Like
Daisy dies.
Spoiler alert. That to me is the launch pad for everything that like John Wick is just trying to get back to mourning his fucking dog. Like nobody, like, I mean, there's dead dogs on screen all the time, but Daisy's
every day,
but Daisy's death is just so significant so much.
Sarah McLachlan, what do you think?
You had said that Daisy,
I will remember. No. Through the eyes of an angel? Is that the song? Through the eyes of an angel.
Oh, sorry, listener. Go on.
You had said that Daisy went to John to still protect him.
Yeah.
Hooch took a fucking bullet for Tom Hanks and protected him.
I know, but
Daisy just died.
Daisy's dying.
Hooch took a bullet.
Yeah, man, and protected Tom Hanks.
And where's Hooch right now?
America's... Yeah, but at least he died
all
for
these
something.
Dogs are dead.
Yeah,
Daisy's death was to inspire the Baba Yaga?
Yeah. Honestly.
A lot of people died, Mike.
Yeah. I don't care about people. I care about dogs.
Fair enough. Do you?
I mean, that's true.
Do you?
He killed a lot of dirty people.
He
so
did. Like, nobody that died, you guys really, truly feel bad about. Like, and I just, all I'm saying is that to the story, to the actual aspect of the story, not just how cool Daisy is or could have been.
Cool.
You guys are just robbing her of all these. Like, she could have been so great, right?
You
like,
got an actual dog in John Wick 2.
I know I did. This is why I ignored it. I was like, no, I'm taking the dog that was on screen for maybe 5 minutes. I don't want to take
the
and that dog is quiet. That dog, he does fight. He does get into shit with John.
Should have picked like, Frasier. Yeah. Should have picked Frasier. Eddie.
I think I would have went that way if you picked Eddie. I think I'm going with Martin. Charles?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
you assholes. You I think I got to go gonna vote for a dead dog.
I mean, who's gonna they're all the
dead, humans.
Just ours did stuff. I'm going to go for Brain.
There's no walk on
it. I appreciate I appreciate it. And like, if we were critiquing the film, I do agree with you. The Daisy's death is what starts everything.
It's a throwaway.
And is John.
Can I just say, we have three beagles or four beagles on this show.
We do.
I think we just like beagles.
Yeah. And not wishbone.
I love beagles.
And no wishbone.
We also didn't pick Brian from Family Guy either. Like,
yeah.
Meh.
Okay. Right, fair enough. All right, listener.
Brian will sleep with your wife if you had the chance. That's why I didn't pick him.
You're going to kill Brian within a week. I'm sorry. We have to put you down.
Okay. We gotta move on here because we got a lot more to cover. Yeah. So last round is Martin versus me again. We've got Brandy from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood versus White Fang from
like,
White Fang.
What dogs are you picking, my man? What is this?
Decided to have a little fun.
Are
with
these
this,
even dogs? I didn't know that dog had a name.
Yeah, I had to look this one up. I'm like, is this one a dog in
it
the
is
background?
Brandy.
I went deep in the dogs, guys.
I didn't
wanted
pick Air Bud.
Deep in the dogs, and I picked Brandy.
Martin,
right, you could have picked Eddie from Frasier.
I know I could have. But
or
I felt like making it a challenge.
All right, let's hear it. Let's hear Brandy.
No. I went first last time. You go first this
time.
Yeah,
Martin, you go.
Okay. Half wolf. Great dog.
Full
it's
pause.
A rescue. It's a rescue dog.
Is it a rescue? Yeah, he does.
Rescues
yeah, okay.
Rescues are in. Yes, yeah, a rescue. He rescues has to rescue. Ethan Hawke has to rescue from that in. Dude. And also got separated from his mom, so rescued the First Nations people, rescued the dog when it was alone.
Double rescue.
So rescues are in, man. They're hot. All the fucking people on Instagram always post, I just got a rescue. You know,
trapped in a burning
if you don't,
building.
If you don't get a rescue, you're an asshole.
It's very true. Rescues do give you street cred.
I mean, I could say more, but I'm going to save it. Because I think I'm going to win this one.
Oh, he wants to. Okay.
I could say more.
All right.
Love that.
I appreciate
it.
But
I'm going to save it. It's a rescue dog. It's very loyal, well trained. Like it. Remember when it was in the movie when it was like pretending to bite Ethan Hawke's arm?
Yep.
But it was just. Didn't bite it. Didn't bite it.
Didn't bite it.
Won't bite a kid.
But
we'll protect you if it needs to.
All right.
White Fang does protect.
If Brandy used a flamethrower or something, then
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You guys are forgetting Brandy's big fucking moment in the end of the film. Like, Brandy, first of all, we meet Brandy fairly early when he shows up, right? Makes craft dinner for himself. Brandy, super well trained.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, Brandy gets two giant cans of dog food and kibble dropped and does not move until Brad Pitt's like, you can go now, right? And then they have like a working relationship. Like they're like, don't, you know, I know. They talk to each other. There's an understanding between the two. She's a smart pit bull, just like Hooch, right?
Yep.
Now, unlike Hooch, my dog doesn't get shot. My dog fucks everybody up.
You're not arguing against Hooch right now.
I know I'm not, but I just wanted to make that note.
But if Hooch gets shot, she's going to protect someone.
Shut up.
Damn. And kill Craig T. Nelson.
Anyways. Okay. All right. Back to White Fang.
Let's put Hooch in.
So as much as White Fang is half wolf, right, which is pretty fucking badass, I have got a fully trained killer on hands that takes out Tex and Sadie and the whole crew and does it on command from a dude.
You prevented a national tragedy.
I know I did. Like, well, Brandy did.
I did it.
She's just, she's in command of her situation. She's a very strong dog. She's very loyal. You can tell that there's a solid relationship between the two of them. And it's for a very limited time. Like I know. I'm well aware I picked two dogs that have the very most.
Now, does she do crotch biting?
She does do crotch biting. Yes.
Is that it's becoming a theme for you?
Yeah.
Stick around after. No, I do love a good crotch bite because that, like, I mean, we all know what a crotch
bite
would.
Yeah, it's a good
shot. Right? It's a great shot. And to train a dog to do that is just downright, like, she's got an evil streak, but at the same time, she can
kick
keep
ass
it in
too.
Control. You get what I'm saying?
Schwanz.
Schwanz.
And yeah, like she's muscular. She's got a good build to her, right? She's a badass. Like, I mean, she's pretty
good thing
dog.
She's not dead.
She's pretty hot.
She's pretty hot dog. Okay.
If she was dead, you'd be all over
she's
her.
Okay, Frank and Weenie. No, she's got a lovely coat. She's just a beautiful looking dog. Oh. I mean, White Fang is true.
Probably bought from a breeder.
We can't
not a rescue.
Prove that.
We can't prove that. But what we can prove that White Fang is a rescue. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, to watch that dog fuck shit up at the end of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and that be the way that it all goes, like, we could have had a fight scene break out human against human, but to bring the dog in and make it that fucking dark, because, like,
nice. You could have picked Halle Berry's dog from John Wick 2. Sorry, I'm just still stuck on that. Halle Berry's dog from John Wick 2 if you wanted a fighting dog.
She had two
God
dogs.
Damn it, Michael.
Two, dogs. Two of them, Michael.
Again,
twins.
Guys, I was making... I was
twins,
making,
Basil.
I was making this one a challenge. So that's, I think Brandy should win. Brandy should win, Jimmy.
Charles, what do you think?
Okay, this is what I'll say. Unless you said Once Upon a Time and told me exactly what part, no idea what dog. No idea what you were talking about. Also, White Fang is, everything you said, White Fang has a beautiful coat. It's White Fang.
But White Fang has the potential. You've got half wolf that's untrained.
But that's what I'm into. I like that.
Okay. Listen. I love that.
I love the half wolf.
I want that to bite my crotch.
Yeah, that's, you know, Michael, you made it. This was a much better argument than Daisy, I will say.
You Thank you. You really How about Scooby? How about Scooby? Am I working upwards at least? Am I trending?
Oh, this is a tough one now.
But you know what I'm talking about. You know that fucking kill scene in the
Brandy
end
is cool.
Martin, you said you had more prepared for White Fang. Are you saving that for the next round, or do you want to use that now?
What's in your chamber?
If you're not going to vote for me, I can use it now.
Hmm.
Michael did. He did a lot better in his argument this time, I think. But
oh, thanks.
I got to give it to Martin. I know who White Fang is.
I'm more familiar with, like, White Fang. I used to love as a kid. I used to watch that shit.
I've watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood so many times. So
when
Brand...
you were a kid.
No.
When I was a kid.
That's Scooby Doo.
I don't think you've watched any of the things.
Scooby Doo is the only one that I am not well versed on. I know more about Lassie than I do about fucking Scooby Doo, which is shocking.
Lassie,
like, when
moved
I
on.
When I went down a Lassie rabbit hole, I was like, oh my God, I remember seeing these in, like, the old black and white Turner Classic coat, movies, right?
What's,
like,
that, Lassie?
What's that, girl?
We have to follow you?
Oh my God, let's go. Yeah. Right? And she'd take you to the problem, and, you know, that's.
Beautiful coat.
Beautiful. Fucking. So
I love that
hot.
You're making shout outs to all the coats. That's nice.
Yeah.
The best in show is, like, you're getting good marks.
Yeah. Try.
Okay, you know what? So Brandy was great.
You did
but
great.
I think I have to go with White Fang.
She was a throwaway anyway.
Yeah.
She was a throwaway.
15 seed.
15 seed.
Nobody expected it anyways.
No, they didn't.
It's like when a 16 seed wins in March Madness.
Though.
It just doesn't happen.
That was a badass dog, though. Brandy did, she was
okay.
Cool.
So now, the way I think we could do, like, I guess you guys could go head-to-head again.
We could, but I don't want to, so
or
let's
we
change
could
it
all
up.
Just come to, like, a group agreement kind of thing. Because it's Doug and it's Lassie, right?
Yeah. Okay, you know what? Yeah, we've all set out here. Martin, how do you feel about this? Do you want
to
group lift it? Okay.
I still have more to say for a couple of my things, so, I mean.
Okay.
Sure, yeah. All right. Well, you know, like, let's keep going this way, because we'll do Martin and Charles now. We'll do that first so that me and Martin can, or actually, no, we'll do, what do we have? We have Jimmy.
I just think there's a nice history with Lassie. I think there's a nice history there. I think I've got a thing for live action dogs, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
You know what
dog.
Mine won't need?
What's
a
that?
Translator. You know, it is no loss in translation with Lassie. What is it? Timmy fell what?
Wait,
what?
Doesn't Doug
no.
literally have a
Doug
translator?
Doug just straight up, Timmy fell down a well. Problem solved.
But
get the fire department.
Hang on, though. But as Charles said, though, he goes to space. Cosmo is in the upper stratosphere. None of these dogs have breathed.
Wait, are we talking about Doug still? Or
we're talking Doug Lassie.
Oh, sorry. I misunderstood you.
First round.
So, Lassie.
Lassie's got a rich history.
Lassie's a cinema classic. Like I said, 1945.
Think of the Lassie verse. There's probably thousands of those fucking things.
They went from TV to film to animated series. Lassie is all over YouTube when you YouTube the shit out of her. Like, all you get is just, like, every Lassie.
Yeah, I don't know another Lassie. Yeah. Know a lot of Dougs.
Is there a Lassie RPG?
No, just the fact... I'm just saying, she's in the pop culture. Like, she's still hanging on, even though she's been on screen, I think, the longest.
Lassie seems like a diva.
A lot of work.
Star on the Walk of
Fame. A lot of work. Yeah. A lot of work. Doug. Probably has a coke problem. Starlet. I mean...
Okay, all right.
Sada was a child actor.
Lassie
we're not going to fault her for having vices.
She's in the same Scooby crack as Scooby. Yeah.
I mean, if you don't want to give Scooby Doo the win for Scooby crack, you can't give it to Lassie.
I don't. Doug, not a purebred. Lassie, purebred, right? Like,
I don't know if that's helping you, man.
Why? I'm just.
If we're doing coat versus coat, I do give you Lassie. Yeah.
If this is the coat off,
there's no rules. So I'm throwing everything
like
out I can.
Purebred. They got that little.
I think I'm feeling Lassie a little more.
Smugness?
Yeah, I'm out on this one. You guys have to vote Lassie in if you want. Yeah.
It's up to you.
I just think that without Doug's translator, like if it breaks or he loses it, he's useless. But Lassie could still somewhat
communicate
coherently bark.
But in this universe, the translator doesn't break.
Okay.
Technology.
That's not part
breaks.
Of it. There's no thing. It Doug is, you get Doug. That's what you get. Everything.
Right. Okay.
What do you. It's you guys. You got to vote.
It's you guys. I don't really care.
So hold on. But, in the movie, did Doug make the translator?
No.
It was made by the master.
So I thought we'd just get Doug.
No, you get the Doug and the translator. All like, you get the package of the Doug from the movie.
Yeah, there's no rules. So you it's fine.
You get the talk. Like, my dog talks, Jimmy. He talks.
You know, I'm going to go Legacy. I'm going to go Lassie.
Yeah,
I think so too. I'm a Lassie classic.
Thanks, gentlemen.
It's the live action.
It's the live action.
And, like, you know Lassie through reference.
You do. She's
It's
she's
like a
Beethoven.
Yeah. I didn't know what that breed was. I would always say a Lassie dog. That's a Lassie dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Bernard dog. It's a Beethoven dog.
Yeah, it's a Beethoven dog. When somebody told me what the breed actually was, I was like, no, it's a Beethoven. Yeah, like, I just refused to acknowledge
it. No, he's Beethoven.
No, that's a Beethoven. Sorry.
All right, so then it's Snoopy versus
Cosmo.
Cosmo now, sorry. Sorry, I thought we were doing all four at the same time. I didn't realize we were just doing the two. So we've got an asshole who just really doesn't need anything but food from his owner versus...
A space traveler.
What's Cosmo like in the comics, like personality-wise?
I never got to those ones.
Okay.
Here's the problem. We don't know what Cosmo does. We know what Snoopy does. You know what? Snoopy also plays the guitar. In a band with his entire family.
That's true.
Sick. And if we're talking Legacy.
Legacy. If you voted Legacy for Lassie.
And listen, if you shot me down for picking two dogs that had 13 seconds of screen time, Cosmo's also in that small group.
Yeah.
She's going to have a big role in Guardians 3, I feel like.
But we're talking on screen already.
Okay.
Well, a lot of ifs. A lot of ifs.
Christmas special.
In your argument.
She's in it pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of ifs.
Christmas.
A lot of maybes.
Uh-huh.
She makes time for Christmas, even with her space travel.
Snoopy is classic. He's on greeting cards. He's on merch. He's on stickers.
Everyone knows Snoopy.
Everyone knows Snoopy.
It's
to let Cosmo walk over
He's
Snoopy.
Big in Japan.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think people will vote
Snoopy.
I don't want my house. I don't want my house burned down if we vote for Cosmo. Is what I'm saying.
No, you, no.
He'll come for us.
Also, no, it's Snoopy. Snoopy wins.
Well, it's me and Jimmy. Jimmy, will you agree with?
Yeah,
Snoopy.
Yeah, I think it's a Snoopy.
Yeah,
Cosmo was a throwaway.
Then we got two Legacy in that next round. But what's the next one?
Next one is Charles with.
Oh no!
A chance from Homeward Bound.
Oh,
versus
oh,
my dog Skip.
Did they not already battle? I think
no.
They
it was
or...
London against.
Oh yeah!
Yeah. No, it felt like that.
We're just throwing a lot of live action dog.
It's getting all confusing.
That's so funny.
I mean, I stand by my argument. I think watching my dog Skip is just the ultimate. My son might be a psycho if he doesn't like this movie.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Martin, do you remember Homeward Bound as a kid?
A little bit. I remember the voices. That was
I'm pretty
about
sure
it.
You guys were grown ass men.
Dude,
92. I was only 10.
Way. Homeward Bound had one of the craziest, saddest moments. They get stuck
in that hole.
Underneath, yeah, a hole underneath a railroad. And the two, Setley Field gets out. Sorry, the cat gets out. Michael J. Fox gets
Michael
out.
J. Fox
gets out. And the old dog. One gets stuck. He and can't. They leave without him. And the ending of the movie is one at a time. They're running to the kids. And then they're like, where's Clint Eastwood or whatever the dog is? And he doesn't come. And then 5 minutes goes by and then he's fucking there. He's covered in mud,
the
but he got out.
Set.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listener, if you could leave a voicemail and find out who the other dog is voiced by.
Yeah. And what its name is.
Pretty sure it's not Clint Eastwood, but hey.
It's definitely not.
I will say, seeing Skip live his life and get old is such a beautiful thing. And then he dies in the nicest way. He just gets old. He goes up on the bed and he just passes away. And Frankie Muniz is off to college. He's
Dom Amchi.
Is what was that, Martin?
Dom Amchi is the voice for that.
Amazing.
Couldn't let that go.
That is really nice.
It's a great representation of death. It's possibly the best way for a dog to go.
Totally. I'm
also my dog
not
talks.
Dying in a hole.
Sure.
My dog talks, and it's Michael J.
They talk to each other. They don't talk to people.
Doc, that's heavy.
Martin, what do you think?
I mean, it's tough. This is a tough one. This is one of the hard ones to do. I don't know.
Too old for my dogs.
I like them both. I do like them both.
It's heartfelt dog moments.
It is.
Let me tell
you
what I think.
They're both good movies that I've watched as a kid, so.
Totally.
I want
and Michael J.
Jimmy
Fox.
To win because of this sociopathic test thing he's got going on. And I mean, truly, Homeward Bound is a fucking classic. I won't say anything bad about it.
If you don't cry with that dog not coming back near the end there, you're a killer.
But his dog drives.
That's my argument.
He says so. Like, I just say straight up, you're a killer.
My
dog can stick shift and drive classic
cars.
Yeah,
no. But I mean, whether that's reality or not, I like the relationship between a boy and his dog growing up together.
It's
I like,
a beautiful relationship.
I like that. Whereas watching three animals who are voiced by very famous people, as much as great
Chance
as
Chance breaks the barrier with the dog-cat hate relations. They actually, by the end, are like, hey, you're one of us. Like, we're cool.
Great, but that didn't work, clearly, because dogs still
don't
like
cats.
But these ones do.
I've seen cat dog.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen that porn?
It's a cartoon.
Martin,
I don't think he's seen any of the stuff we're talking about.
You want to go?
It's tough. They're both tough. I don't know, man. I'm kind of 50-50 on both of them.
I go Skip.
That's the only thing Fast and the Furious is missing for Mike is a dog driving the car.
Family.
Yeah.
The family dog.
I guess Skip. I'm okay with Skip.
All right, I'll take it.
Yeah, there you go.
By Michael J. Fox dog.
We complicate everything else here at The Real Debaters except voting.
there we go. Skip?
Okay.
He doesn't even talk.
He barks in a cadence.
How did this end up happening where Brain and Martin...
Well, because two of his went on.
Oh, that's right.
So I guess Martin.
So it's Martin versus Martin?
Well, no. I guess we can pick between which of Martin's we think are better.
I think Martin should argue with himself.
Yeah, Martin. Who do you think?
I'll save the last points that I have for whoever I against Skip goes against Skip. You guys can pick which one goes through.
Well, then I think personally we should pick Brain.
Brain does a lot of heavy lifting.
Who
Brain,
is it between?
Brain is backup for
Gadget.
That's
Brain and White Fang.
Yeah.
Oh. Damn.
Yeah.
I guess Brain. Brain's a little bit more entertaining.
Brain's way more entertaining. Brain saves the day a lot more.
I think White Fang at this point is a diva.
No Inspector Gadget without Brain. Yeah. White Fang's a diva?
At this point, I don't save anything. Oh, only two kids? No. I save five or more. Sorry. You can call Lassie for that shit.
I don't think we don't have an animated dog, right? No, we do. We have two animated dogs, so we got animated in real life left. Nice. Brain.
Yeah, I'm down with
Brain.
Yeah, Brain's okay. Good. Yeah,
you want to hear what my last argument for White Fang was?
Yes. Sure.
He's a fucking cage fighter.
That's pretty savage.
He knows the inside of a cage really well.
Yeah. And then you get to be friends with Michael Vick.
Ethan Hawke.
I like that one.
That was
right.
A dated reference. Let's move
on. That was great, though. That guy's a piece of shit.
All right, yeah. Let's start. Let's go first animated versus first live action. Lassie versus
Damn.
Snoopy. I'll say final thoughts on this one.
That's a big one.
Does Snoopy have a star? Sorry. Does Snoopy have a star?
I don't
feel
know.
Like that's something
Snoopy should. Is well known in Japan. He's got his own theme park. called Knott's Berry Farm in the States.
That's not his theme.
But... it is. It is. He's
more
like
about
the main.
Berries.
It's him. He's like the how Mickey Mouse is to Disneyland, Snoopy is to Knott's Berry Farm.
Shit, I didn't know that. Damn,
I went to that when I was in grade four.
He's like their
and
brand.
Five as a kid.
He's a brand ambassador.
Because like I watched a YouTube video. No, not bragging. About a girl that goes to different theme parks and eats all the food, and she went to Knott's Berry Farm, did not see a single Peanuts reference.
Oh, they're all there.
All right.
They're all there.
Interesting.
Also, too,
yeah.
Snoopy. I think Snoopy's more well-known worldwide. Like, no one knows Lassie. Oh, how many Lassie shirts do you see
Snoopy
walking around the world? Do you see a lot of Snoopy shirts, a lot of Snoopy toys?
You do. You do. There's a lot of merch. I'll give you that.
It's all about the merchandising.
I just
Snoopy.
I just want to say when you YouTube Lassie, though, you get a lot. to my earlier reference, there's a lot of Lassie, lot of Lassie
I think
when you YouTube.
Lassie's very North America centric.
She is. She does not have a global dominance as much as Snoopy does.
Global power.
That's very true.
Who was first?
Oh, Lassie.
Lassie was 43.
Lassie probably?
That's pretty damn
impressive.
Wait,
I don't know. Let me see. I'll check it out. Let me check.
Lassie fought in wars.
I'm sure Peanuts
Lassie
is
was
like...
from the black and white era, and Snoopy was drawn in color, I'm
yeah,
sure.
I believe. Well, yeah,
but
60s.
But he is black and white.
60s.
What?
I don't know where to vote.
So many conflicting emotions and ideas.
I don't know
ideas.
Who to shoot.
Shoot a ball.
Just Lassie,
that's a hard one, man. They both have stars, by the way.
Yeah.
Snoopy does have a star.
She has such a calming effect on every situation. She's like the stable mind.
You
she comes
safe.
Up. Like when she runs up. That's what I'm saying. Like she runs up and saves the day and brings people together to solve problems. Like she is the common denominator for so many different scenarios, unlike London, who didn't make it this far.
God fucking
right?
And why isn't Lassie more well-known worldwide?
Well,
I don't know.
I'll say that. It's the animated aspect of Snoopy being able to be put in different
That's
ideas
fair.
And products where Lassie was real, like live action. And
so better.
You know, well, not better,
they
but just
fly this
more commercially known. You can't, And
right.
Rest in peace, Lassie. But like you catering around a dog of Lassie's
right.
quality, more expensive. Snoopy, you can just send a JPEG.
Yeah, we can draw that thing anywhere. We can't just send a real dog.
That's
Lassie
what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Like graphically, Snoopy is... has way more to offer than my fucking piece of shit 43.
Also, according to Family Guy, Lissy bit a kid once.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. That's what they say.
Oh, I wish that was a real bit.
I think that's a joke from
one
old school Family Guy.
One
like,
of them bit a kid.
Is like Lassie, yeah,
sure.
Lassie like
oh.
went rogue and bit a kid and that's why her career died.
wouldn't surprise me one fucking bit.
I mean, it's probably all that cocaine after the show.
Lassie snacks.
We
hell of a drug,
we
Charles. Hell of a drug.
Places.
Guys,
this is
Jimmy,
a big, this is a tough one,
Charles.
Man. So, okay, I'm just going to go with more of a personal connection to Snoopy than Lassie. Both classics from my childhood. I loved Lassie too. I got, but Snoopy, I have a bigger connection.
As close as mine is to Scooby-Doo.
I'm gonna say, Life is on the line. I'd rather Lassie.
Ooh.
Well, we can't move forward until the two of you decide something.
But life isn't on the line, Jimmy.
It might be.
Yeah.
Really? Maybe I don't look before
Actually,
I cross the street. She
but
pushes
Snoopy,
me.
Snoopy.
We're arguing cartoons. Like what life is on the line right now?
Charlie Brown. He might kill himself. That man is sad.
Snoopy will take care of everything. Lassie won't. Lassie will just bark.
I think just with the
Lassie
worldwide
will just bark.
Fame,
Timmy's down the well. It'll take like 30 minutes of that
Snoopy
translation.
Snoopy walks away from Timmy.
And also, too.
Probably pushed him.
That's life. That's
kinda
life, bro.
Kind of questioning Lassie's values because there's no minority on Lassie, but there is a minority on Charlie Brown.
There is?
What are we talking about?
Who's the minority?
They don't have any minorities
on
Lassie, but they do have it on Charlie Brown. So I'm not sure how Lassie would react to minorities.
What do you think, she's racist?
Lassie might be a little racist.
Some dogs are. So.
I think just with the worldwide fame, I think Snoopy has to take it.
I'm okay with that. I can sit idly
for the Peanuts franchise.
Yeah, no, just Lucy's more in the ether, more in the culture.
Like Peanuts
Snoopy.
Are almost about Snoopy more than they are Charlie Brown.
Yeah, because and Snoopy and Woodstock, like that's an un.
It's a combo.
It's an and it's Calvin like an unheard of one, right? Like yeah,
Hobbs and Shaw.
It's like a Hobbs and Shaw kind of thing.
Shaw and Bell.
Why are these two beefcakes teaming up? Oh.
Can we do a Lassie Snoopy movie?
I would be into that.
Oh, you've already put Brain
a spec
through.
Script for it.
You could see Lassie in the
you didn't
like.
See that? That was a fucking Freudian click.
The airplane the house. I love that Snoopy.
Let's have it voiced by Michael J. Fox.
Second semifinal here is my dog Skip versus Brain. Now it's on.
All right.
Now I'll it's on because both of these dogs do shit.
Brain
yeah.
is a coward. Without Penny, that guy has absolutely no sack. He's Scooby-Doo without the Scooby snacks. He's got no sack. Skip's got sack.
Sure Skip didn't get neutered?
Skip fought a guy. Skip saved Frankie Muniz. He bit that guy and he took a shovel hit and survived.
Whoa.
That's a lot.
When was the last time you saw a beagle get hit with a shovel?
I don't know what kind of movie.
Heartbreaking.
I don't even think you're allowed.
Heartbreaking.
I don't think you can do that anymore.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, probably in.
Yeah, I don't think that's allowed anymore, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Eastern Bloc, maybe.
I mean, the issue here is that I think Brain can also drive a car.
Yeah.
I think he does drive the van.
He drives it.
Yeah. So that's off the table here.
Do we need to have them have a race? Like the two raids, the two driving dogs need to have a race.
I think the gadget van yeah, is probably
exactly.
I feel like the gadget van would be harder to drive than the Bentley.
A lot of buttons.
Is that
the 1955 Bel Air?
Bel Air?
I don't know. I think the movie takes place in like the 40s, so it's probably earlier.
Right. So
yeah,
stick shift.
Brain's probably
drive.
A better driver.
Yeah, but the van's probably an automatic.
Yeah, but
more room. It's bigger. It's got a lot of junk in the trunk, Jimmy. Parallel parking that thing.
And isn't he using a watch? Doesn't Brain have like a something that he like?
Brain has a watch to communicate with. No, it's his collar. His collar communicates with Penny.
I don't think you learn lessons with Brain though. I think Skip teaches a boy how to grow. He teaches him about loss. He teaches him about sacrifice.
Fuck that! I want to
learn about
technology.
Brain prevents an apocalypse every fucking week that he's on Inspector Gadget.
I want.
You know what, Jimmy?
Penny
he
does.
Might be scared, but he, in the end, he overcomes that fear, which is the true lesson.
He does it, well,
overcoming fear to save the day.
If Penny doesn't tell him to, I think he stays home.
Brain does have someone to report to.
He's got a boss.
Skip,
what kind of dog has a boss?
Skip has zero.
Frankie Muniz is Skip's boss.
Yeah, but
they're equals.
They're equals. Oh. No, they're not. Like they love each other, but also like I feel that the like. Brain has way more on his shoulders than Skip does because Brain
just doesn't want to vote for me.
No, I'm defending you. Like I'm saying,
he's on your side.
Like
here.
A bigger brain.
Brain is a day saver where Skip is just emotional support.
Well, I'm sorry, Skip
and
was
a dangerous
born in a
driver.
Era.
And, he doesn't have a license. Yeah, Brain does.
Okay.
Well, you know, the car still starts if you don't have a license. Okay.
The car doesn't know that, man.
No, I think Brain has way more responsibility in his everyday life than Skip does. Skip's got it easy. Skip's got love. Skip's just got to show up, right?
You didn't even have to register a dog back then, probably.
Yeah, off-leash parks
are
everywhere.
Like,
he's got it easy.
You know what it is?
That's the Malcolm Boys kid.
Skip's not racist.
Like
he
Brain,
teaches Frankie Muniz.
Equality?
Yeah.
How does Inspector Gadget become racist?
I don't see Brain saving any people of color.
I don't think they're biased.
I said
I think...
that confidently. He's
alone, Jimmy.
I think Brain just doesn't like cats.
He saves the world. And Brain can't see color. He's colorblind. Dogs are colorblind.
Exactly. And that's how he teaches Frankie Muniz to be.
Bring it on back. Colorblind. Bring it on back.
Full circle. You're going to let two animated dogs go to the finals?
Charles, we got
to
pick.
The hate mail we'll get. Yeah, I'm going here. The hate mail we'll get. If you. You're. Ugh. It makes me want to vomit.
It's almost picking like a necrophilia dog.
That's tough, man.
You're going to let Brain from Inspector Gadget?
Big part of our childhoods growing up. Remember watching, tuning in after school?
It's true.
I mean, I'm fine putting this online after.
You can't say remember TV is your argument.
I'm okay with two animated dogs going at it.
God damn it. God damn it.
Let's do it. Brain.
Brain.
Let's do it. Brain. The anime will rain.
Should have left that green check mark there, Jimmy.
God damn it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as it's come to a close.
As we all thought.
As we all thought, two animated dogs in the final. Snoopy versus Brain.
And Peanuts. Martin v. Martin.
Oh, my God, it is.
Which means we...
I told you guys, I have no throwaways. Zero throwaways in my picks.
So he has to argue himself officially.
No, he doesn't. We have to decide as a...
You guys can decide who you want. I'm good with either way. I love both of these dogs.
I'm glad.
Son of a bitch. Is there one you hate less?
Well, since we've decided that saving the world is the ultimate saver.
Snoopy.
No.
Now you guys can argue amongst yourselves on who you think should go.
Now we're arguing popularity versus
well, that's how we chose the last one.
Yeah, but popularity of Snoopy versus like actual utility of Brain.
Okay, this is the advantage the Brain has.
Nothing should be off the table.
Brain, I believe Brain was played by a real dog in the live-action movie with Matthew Broderick.
Shit.
I don't know about French Stewart because I don't think anyone knows about that one. But the first one, so I'm just saying versatility, Brain's got it. I don't know if there's ever been a live-action Snoopy dog.
No, there hasn't. Because you can't make a dog that big of a dick.
And that recent Peanuts movie was terrible.
I didn't even know it was out there. Yeah.
It was nobody was asking for it.
I don't think Inspector Gadget has done anything since French Stewart. So.
That's, you got me there.
I know this new Peanuts movie as much as I know about Scooby-Doo. So
a lot.
Tons. Fucking
what's
tons.
The theme song? Yeah. Give me my peanuts. Give me my peanuts.
Scooby, Shaggy, and the gang.
Yeah,
maybe. Yeah, that was my only real argument with Brain.
I agree with you on Brain. I
got a real dog, I think.
Like,
fuck.
Snoopy is comedy. Snoopy is
he's a world classic.
He came off the page to get noticed before a lot of these dogs were just like Brain was just invented into the show. Like Snoopy is comics before popularity.
Right. Yellow.
Snoopy's a pioneer.
Yearly specials. Christmas, like Peanuts Christmas, Peanuts Halloween.
Right.
Like, if we're going popularity, it's hard not to pick Snoopy.
It is very hard
to pick Snoopy. Well, and you know what? And you make a good point. Snoopy, too, has, like, classic, like, they have, like, the Christmas Snoopy that's, like, a collectible. They have him on the...
I have a Christmas ornament of Snoopy that, like, shakes its feet and, you know, does a little dance.
Do you have any Brain merch?
No. I don't. None whatsoever.
Do they even make that?
I wish. We should get Brain merch. I want Brain merch now. See, like, that'd be fucking dope.
This is why I don't think there is, because they don't want kids saying Brain merch, I think.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Another reason why it's okay to say
we
Snoopy.
We gotta get Brain merch. It's like, what are they talking about?
I love an Inspector Gadget t-shirt.
I used to love Inspector Gadget as a kid, though. It was such a cool concept. It was a very cool concept.
Do we
go gadget arms?
What do we do?
I hate you guys.
Okay, let's all say it at the same time. 3, 2.
No, write it down. Write it down, Mike. Like old days.
No. Write it down. Let's all count down to 3, 2, 1, and we'll all say our answers at the same time and reassess them. 3, 2, 1.
Snoopy.
All right, the problem solved.
There you go.
Because I realized I was more into Inspector Gadget than Brain.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can I say this? In terms of cartoons, Snoopy was I don't remember one, but Snoopy was the kind of that first archetype where he was not your typical dog. He was kind of like, he was a bit of a dick.
Yeah.
Like kind of like Brian is based on that, and then you got other dogs that are based on that now as well.
He's definitely traced into a lot of other dogs. Like everybody's stolen from Snoopy.
He had his own personality that wasn't just like obeying to the owner. It was
or
his own separate.
Dumb for love.
Right. Because like Garfield, you had Odie, who was just that. He was a dumb dog.
Cat personality in a dog. For like Burger has a dog personality in a cat.
Right.
It's out there.
I guess so.
I'm fine. I'm fine with Snoopy. Snoopy is
Snoopy's
like iconic, man.
He is.
Yeah.
There you go.
I got
Mr.
three shirts in my closet, all Snoopy.
Love it. And then you can't
help. He just got dressed one morning, and that was his first pick.
You have more shirts than that, though.
I think I do. I think I have like 4 or 5. I have five Peanuts shirts, not just Snoopy, but Peanuts in general.
I've seen many iterations of them.
I used to love like reading.
Like
paper
I said, got them in Japan.
The
Peanuts.
The Peanuts comics are hilarious.
Family Circus.
Family Circus.
Yeah.
What was that? Norbert? Was that the one? The
Dilbert.
Office. Dilbert.
Dilbert. Calvin and Hobbes, baby.
Yeah.
Those were
wicked comics.
Hobbs and Shaw.
Listener.
Hobbs and Shaw.
The Saturday morning paper comic.
By the way, guys, that's a sidetrack, but we saw the trailer for the latest one, and my God.
Which one?
Fast X.
Oh, no, I don't want to talk about that. I'm done talking about family.
But there's no dogs in
there. Are they going back in time?
I don't know about that, but I saw Vin Diesel in a car takes down two helicopters.
Cars. Yeah, no.
They shoot harpoons into his car, Martin, and he drives off a bridge, and then the helicopters smack into each other. It's insane.
Like, why'd they even shoot it with harpoons? Why did they do that?
But I love that he's like, I know how to do this. I've done this for years.
There's nothing absolutely redeeming.
You know why he did it?
Family.
Family.
Sorry.
Anyways, listener.
Dogs.
It's been fun talking dogs with you and for you. If this is your first time listening to the show, all you got to do to make us happy, if you like this, if you think this is funny, is subscribe to it in your podcast player. Find that follow, like, subscribe, whatever it is that allows us to show up each and every week into your podcast player so you can listen to this and enjoy it. That would make us oh so fucking happy.
It would.
To stay in the know as well, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. YouTube Shorts as well, too. So it's all in the link in our bio.
You're going to want to be the first to comment.
You definitely are, because it's happened once so far. But you go to the link in our bio on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. Real Debaters Pod on Instagram and Twitter. That's R-E-E-L. Real Debaters Podcast on Facebook. Our links are there. The YouTube Shorts are there. Subscribe
to
them.
We're so findable.
We're very findable. And if you Google us, that's all you find, actually.
The first things that come up.
It's so weird.
Yep.
Everybody, it's a branding dream. So if we're likable, if this is funny, if you heard about us from somebody else, continue listening. Because we're doing lots of cool stuff this year.
I was really riding Littlest Hobo. That did not go the way I thought it was going to go.
I told everybody.
You know
all
what? If someone picked Wishbone, I think Wishbone would have won.
I could see Wishbone going far. He's a fucking
actor.
He does everything.
He's very versatile.
I told so many people Daisy was going to win. I was like, Daisy. I'm gonna make this work so fucking
Look,
well.
Look, guys, a dead dog.
You know everyone loves dogs when they're
dead.
Yeah,
what if this one's dead right away?
You heartless bastards. Anyways, that's another episode, listener. Thank you so much. Watch all the movies. I've been Michael Petro.
I'm a talking dog.
Kevin Smith.
The winner.
Fuck off.
Look what you've done. Look what you've done. We could have had friendly competition at the end.
Say bye, everybody. Bye.
Look what you've turned him into.
Bye. Jimmy, say bye. Stop complaining.
Bye.
I still think you should.
Well, and adieu to you, fair Spanish ladies.